Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with it. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Do it live.
6-4-7.
Suck it.
And we got Mr. Joe back again. Welcome back, Joe.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks for having
Mr.
me, Ben.
Mr. Joe. Yeah. Welcome back, Mr. Joe.
I've decided that this would be the first episode where I say nothing negative at all.
Nothing.
Whoa. Nothing.
It's all about the power of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Positive Joe.
No more negativity for me.
You
no?
might be able to say it's a new day for
Hold
Joe.
On. I'm not a faggot. I want shit. Shit.
Damn it.
Joe.
Fuck.
Demonetized.
Joe, we just lost all of our funding.
And I lost my streak.
Damn it.
Whoops.
Damn it. Well, the cool thing is everybody here is happy. Everybody watching at home is happy.
Sorry about the monetization. Let's restart.
Yeah, can we just roll it back?
Because we're so early into it. No,
might as well, right?
I don't think it works that way.
Damn
shit. But that's
damn.
Fine. That's fine. Maybe they won't catch it.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. That makes YouTube want to recommend our video more. So do that.
Yeah.
Join our Discord. There's a link down below. Join the Discord because I'll be looking to see if we get any new people, and if we do, I will pull up your cool profile picture and show it to everyone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Just don't show their DMs, because some people will sneak in the DMs with some gross pictures. You can't have that public.
There's some sick stuff there.
Yeah, there's some really nasty people.
Remember when that pregnant girl asked you to give her some money?
Yeah, and I'm like, come on.
She's in this chat right now.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, pregnant girl?
If you find, there's a little Easter egg, if you find the girl that did it, there's a little perk for you at the end.
You got to keep the baby?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Worth it. Hi, egghead.
I actually saw one of the Harlem Globetrotters the other day. I really did. Loose. No joke.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you recognize him?
Because he was almost 7 feet tall, and he was wearing Harlem Globetrotters warm-up clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. All and right. then I and it said he had the name Zeus embroidered on them, and I looked it up, and it was definitely he was definitely one of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Wow. I bet all Globetrotters look alike to you.
They have similar characteristics.
Yeah. Yeah. The uniform
I'll say
at
that.
All.
Yeah, the uniform obviously. Right. That you know, the prefix uni
mm-hmm.
for one and the suffix form.
Mhm.
Yes.
Y'all boys are too crazy for me. This is too crazy.
We're just getting intellectual.
Vines and like the stream, guys.
I forgot my glasses.
Like the stream.
Thanks, Anonymous.
It's
positive vibes. Why is it doing that Anonymous stuff again?
It's strange, but this is PT Ham. Thank you, PT Ham.
Thank you.
That was PT Ham.
Ever since our last stream, it hasn't been displaying the names.
Yeah, I wonder what's up.
They've all been anonymous for some reason.
Were they all anonymous or just some of them?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought just some of them were. That was the strange
part. I have no
idea.
I guess I'll have to dig into it and see if it's a setting. I haven't changed anything, so I'm not sure why this would be happening. But
dig 'em.
We will read your name because all the Streamlabs and Super Chats will get read off before the end of the show. We got a new influx of people to the Discord. Hello, Discord people.
Hello.
And yeah, that's pretty much what we've got so far. If you have bats, please send them our way. Bats are very important. Very
excellent.
Very important. That's how we monetize the show, because YouTube ads, as you can see, don't always come through.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we want to start off with a new segment, but before we do that, I want to talk about a sponsorship.
Oh, a sponsor, yeah.
Yeah, a sponsorship, a new sponsor that we have here.
Well, yeah, the sponsor is through Amazon, right?
Right, right. They're selling their product through Amazon. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have the Amazon?
Yeah, I'll bring it up here. Don't forget to use our Amazon link below in the description if you decide you want to get this. But, you know, this sponsor specifically requested that their spot be shown before this next segment that we're going to do.
You want me to read it? Or?
Yeah. Right, take a look at it.
This is the kids' manicure set, grooming kit 7-in-1 for children with lion-printed case.
So it's a grooming kit.
Yeah. What else is inside the kit there? Is there other pictures? That's a lion. There's like a nail clipper, nail file, a pedicure file, mm-hmm. a petty file.
Yep.
You could... I guess, yeah, it's like a child grooming kit.
Yeah, yeah, it's a file for your toes.
Yeah.
That's cute.
This would probably make a good stocking stuffer if you want to stuff your kid's stocking during Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
You could stuff this in like some candy or maybe an orange, keep your kid healthy and clean throughout the new year. That's awesome. So, pick up the kids' manicure set by Young Mayo.
Pick it up, guys.
For all your child grooming needs.
And that brings us to our next segment. So we're going to discuss Onision's tweets.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Onision loves brushing his hair.
What?
He's a very well-groomed fella.
What?
I see what you did. He's very handsome. You guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. After the whole Chris Hansen thing dropped, you know, the three episodes with Chris Hansen and the most recent one, especially,
mm-hmm.
he started making all of these really weird tweets. Do you hate people? I mean, that's kind of normal. Are people stupid? These are
they're very split.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how many votes.
Camera doesn't lie. How fucking ironic.
Put on a body cam. Camera doesn't lie.
I mean, he has plenty of things on camera that are lies.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the camera doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It just adds 10 pounds.
You know, last Sunday, he took me out to eat.
He bought you dinner?
He did. At Olive Garden. Now, I say this even though I know he's a child groomer. I know for a fact. And he's also a narcissist. But I'm hungry, and I don't make a lot of money, and I was very hungry, and he doesn't have any friends, and I don't have any friends, and he invited me over, and I was like, we're going, not his friends. But
why always Olive Garden? What is that?
I don't know. It's very strange. He says he only likes chain restaurants.
He enjoys the unlimited breadsticks and salad.
I guess that's what it was. So I went down there with a girl that comes here a lot, Anna Minx. She goes down there. I think she's a real friend of his. You guys can go ahead and tweet her about that.
Anastasia, she's been on the show a few mm-hmm. times.
Yeah.
But then I went as not a friend, but as somebody who was looking for information.
You were undercover?
I was kind of undercover, right?
Let's see.
And I told him, I said, Onision, you are a narcissist. And he said, I'm sorry, what? Because he doesn't listen to me, because he's a narcissist. And then the whole meal, we just sat in silence. And now everybody thinks we're friends. It sucks.
Well, when you go to have dinner with someone and...
You've never had dinner with an enemy?
No.
What the heck? Well, no. Am I the only one who does that?
Well, Joel looks a lot like Inigo Montoya, so yeah. He's used to dining with his
enemies.
Did you
say Inigo?
Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
What is Inigo Montoya? Is that, well, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Inigo Montoya?
I was just going for, you know, I wanted him to explain himself. He's like, I can't, NDAs. I was like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds sinister. And Billy later told me that means non-disclosure agreement, which means whatever he did with that girl, he can't disclose to me. So... I guess I'm agnostic.
Oh, my God.
Strange.
What? A cop-out.
Is that a cop-out?
Yeah.
It sounds weird.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate fence-sitting position.
It really is.
Look at it. Even his own poll. He's worse than Hitler and Satan.
Jesus. What? In his own poll?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Only 8% of people thought Satan was the greatest evil of all
Satan
time.
Satan may or may not be real. Hitler, definitely real. Onision, present day evil.
But a lot of people argue that Hitler wasn't even as bad as some of the other, like, who's the guy that...
Stalin.
Stalin, yeah, Stalin.
Yeah.
People say Stalin was worse.
A lot of people say Stalin was worse.
Yeah.
A Hasidic Jewish woman said Stalin was arguably worse.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
But that doesn't mean that there has to be the ultimate bad guy for people to be... not bad, right? You can be bad.
Sure.
You can, like, it just, it's not like 50 Shades of Hitler, 50 Shades of Stalin.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'm not the darkest shade of Hitler, so I'm okay.
I think everybody gets a bad rep, except Gandhi. Gandhi was basically a pedophile, and we all forget about that.
Yeah, Gandhi gets a really good rap for what a piece of shit he was. Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. Was a plagiarist.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Complete plagiarist. Nope. Nobody talks about that.
Nope.
There, it's even admitted. Does that make him any less of a hero? Not to me.
Plagiarizing is not a big deal.
I'm just saying.
I steal from the chat all the time. I'm great like Martin Luther King.
He plagiarized his I Have a Dream speech, his PhD thesis. Completely.
I love the diversion here. Now we're talking about Martin Luther King.
Yeah, the great men to me. Onision, Stalin, Martin Luther King Jr. I'm saying it's only a difference of degree. That's all. Not kind. See?
Do you agree, Billy?
I have a dream that one day everybody could be a worthless piece of shit and still be loved for it. You know? We hate too quickly. Onision started this problem because he was a hater to begin with. That's why everybody hates him.
Here's some of the really weird ones.
Someone literally just said grooming isn't sexy. Ooh, dude. Sorry you don't groom yourself, but I do. LOL. Ooh.
That's how he gets his practice.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one, though.
How much sexier is Onision than everyone else? Way more. A bit more. Just more.
And then all the comments, though. All the comments are negative.
Yeah.
See, there was a comment there that said, why isn't there a reply for wouldn't even smashed if I was groomed?
He is profoundly unlikable. Like, beyond all the grooming stuff, before anybody even knew about the grooming stuff, he's just unlikable. That just adds fuel to the fire. That's the key. That's why we ignore Gandhi being a pederast. You remember Gandhi? He used to sleep with his nieces and such when they were underage to test his moral fortitude.
Is that what Gandhi did?
Yeah. And if he could keep himself from touching them at night.
Thank God Gandhi wasn't a YouTuber. His career would be in the shitter right now.
Exactly. All I'm saying is Onision's like Gandhi, except he does nothing for anybody but himself.
Sorry, his name is James. Get it right.
James Onision, the legend. You see?
I'm just happy to be here today on episode 647.
Yeah,
me too. It's good fun. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Oh. How about this one? How much you love me being daddy?
So much, daddy. I love you, daddy. Be with me forever, babe.
They're all positive.
Holy shit.
There's no...
I don't know what to pick.
Oh, man.
Silence, peta. Oh, boy.
I'd be careful scrolling through Twitter like this.
Billy, do you remember,
it's true.
Billy, do you remember what you told me the other day?
What?
You said you long to live in a world wherein people who used phrases like, I hate people, would be looked at the same way we look at pedophiles now.
Did I say that?
You said that.
I didn't say that.
Like, that's a little extreme because everybody says I hate people. It's kind of a trendy thing.
Yeah.
To say. I said it was sick, but you said that's how much I like defending pedophiles. Do you remember?
No, you're making this up.
Yeah, I guess I made it up.
This is all a lie.
It was all a lie.
Yeah, keep in mind, DP and Billy met through Onision. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff that wouldn't have happened had I not been acquainted with Onision.
It doesn't matter, dude. That doesn't matter. Just because he was responsible for things that may have happened later, that doesn't mean he directly caused them, and that doesn't take away from any shit about him. Well, so I don't give a
shit.
I'm
just saying, Ben, if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have me. Maybe you should make him a saint. Think about it.
Sometimes
I just explained why that's unbelievably flawed logic.
It was a miracle.
Turn your brain off for like
it was a miracle.
What you do when someone talks to you, you don't even listen. You just think about what you're going to say next.
That's true.
I know. Dude, I got him totally paid. I know him. I read him like a fucking book.
Speaking of reading books, you can go on Amazon.com right now and pick up any one of Onision's books. Use our affiliate link. Use our affiliate link, and we'll get a little kickback.
And the other day, I was trying to tell him something, but he was too busy messing around with his phone until he realized the thing I was telling him about had something to do with him.
I really
like
that.
And then all of a sudden, he was like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, I really like
it. You do that to me all the time. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, because I'm really interested in, like, certain things, like myself.
You!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it was really nice for you guys to finally talk about something I cared about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Other than, you know, whatever else you guys usually ramble on about.
Do you feel indebted to Onision for him also being a narcissist, but somehow he's the only one who gets the short end of the social stick, and
you
kind of
feel bad for him. He's not good at being a narcissist.
He's not
I'm
good
really
at
good at
You're
it.
You're really good.
Like, I think the thing is that he's a narcissist, but I'm a narcissistic sociopath. So I know how to use the narcissism to make people adore me and then control and manipulate.
So, Billy, how about tonight, you, me, and Joe, after the show's over, we all go play the punching bag game.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Maybe?
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, I want to go get some dinner.
It's right near there.
It's
okay?
Right near.
Yeah, there's one at the arcade there.
They have one of the punching bag
we'll
games down at the Logan Paul KSI fight.
Oh, my God.
Which we are going to talk about in a moment. Yeah. But
for those of you who don't know, Billy holds the record for the lowest punch.
Dude, he was trying to lie about that last time and say that the score didn't display right, that it was like, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw him do it was a few years back. He punched a 9, 009, which for those of you who have ever played that punching thing, you can sneeze on it and it'll go at least 13. He punched a 9. A grown man punched a 9. Me and his young nephew at the time fell on the floor, literally crying, laughing. Then he went to go redeem himself a few years later. He was with the girl, Maddie, and they went. They decided to punch it, and Billy punched a 2. Billy is SpongeBob SquarePants.
I will.
He has
let,
no strength.
I will let any of you take a punch to the face from me.
He always does this too.
If either of you want to get socked in the face by little,
you
weak
can
Billy,
tell how this hurts his ego too.
I'm just saying.
So that's why he's like, yeah, let's do a face punching contest.
If I'm so weak, why don't you take one to the jaw?
All right.
I mean,
it was like,
you can punch me in the face.
What if I punch Joe in the face and like?
I mean, taking a punch to the face, not even defending yourself, is a dumb move. That's not a competition.
And I think a dumb move is picking on somebody for a game.
Oh, now we're picking on you.
For a game.
Now we're, dude, and you've tried it so many times. It's so funny watching you get into like your boxing stance.
He's got his stance. He's got his stance. And then he's putting all of it in
there. Yeah, he was trying to say it didn't count for me because I ran into it. Like, I ran up and hit it as hard as I could.
Yeah, everybody else is giving this huge running momentum, and it's like, that's not your punching power.
So why didn't you do it then?
Because I'm trying to do
I'm not, let me think of an excuse really quick.
No, you're I was literally going to explain why.
You're supposed to pivot, kind of like you're in a batting stance, squash the bug. You
Ben
do
ran
that
up like a fucking freight train.
Not going to make the goal.
I've seen some guys do that. I don't know if it makes it a better punch.
Initiate shield protocols.
Oh, man, we're going to make... I have faith in you guys that we're going to make the goal, and sorry that your name isn't displaying.
Red Scare said not going to make the goal, initiate shield protocols. Thank you, Red Scare. We'll try.
That was nice of you.
And a Beta Death 564 said, will Billy be having a seat with Chris Hansen to discuss his friendship with Onion Boy?
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer...
You've been riding the fence
fuck,
on
Mary,
this too
kill
long.
Chris Chan, Von Helton, Jared Genesis. Oh, God. Mary Christian, fuck Von Helton, kill Jared Genesis. Oh, that's so bad.
Okay.
Don't bully Billy. Really, he's a sweet boy. He's very tall, Albert Gomez. Thank you. And as far as if I would go on Chris Hansen to discuss Onion Boy, do you realize how many of my acquaintances I could discuss with Chris Hansen? It's not just Onision.
Yeah.
I've got connections to all types of questionable human beings.
Now you're going
to
be in Real Stream News.
I'm just saying.
Video being like, what else does Billy know that he's hiding?
I'm just saying.
I like Real Stream News.
I'm either the Forrest Gump of YouTube or the Jeffrey Epstein of YouTube.
You couldn't run even close to as much as Forrest Gump ran.
Are you serious?
Oh.
I have an entire music video about running.
What's it called?
Running.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's a good music video.
I thought it was subtext or something else.
All right.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
You better well learn to love it.
All right, so Billy provided us with some select video footage to kind of get us up to speed on Logan Paul and KSI.
Okay.
Tonight's YouTube battle between Logan Paul and KSI is a sequel.
Is that happening now?
I mean, yeah, it eventually will happen. Right now is the undercard, boring. Okay. Who cares to watch?
Okay.
I think it's all boring, personally.
What?
Both of these guys suck at boxing. Oh, they wouldn't be able to box an actual boxer at all.
That would maybe Logan Paul versus CM Punk.
CM Punk's not an actual boxer.
Yeah, but that'd be a good match.
Sure, whatever.
I think he actually called
Logan
him out.
Logan Paul against another non-boxer, sure.
You don't think there's any merit in, like, amateur night?
Yeah, everybody's saying fun? This is a money
not
grab.
Him. Not with this guy.
The last time they boxed was in London, and they boxed to a draw.
Was it a... Dude, it's staged.
Maybe.
That is staged. Boxing to a draw. No one won a decision even.
Yeah.
Like, amateur boxing, there's not a lot of knockouts in amateur boxing usually. These guys, how much do they weigh, though?
They're cruiserweights. They're just under 200 pounds.
There's not a lot of knockouts in like a higher or like a lower weight class like that, too. Because there's not the force behind it.
I think Logan Paul's about 199 pounds and KSI is 193 pounds. So KSI has a slight disadvantage in the weight department, but that might make him a little quicker on his feet. I think KSI trained with Floyd Mayweather's brother.
I don't
or something.
Care who they trained with. Like, just like we said, CM Punk, he trained with the Gracies. Didn't make him a good MMA fighter. Like, he had zero offense, no grappling. So they have to have talent to be able to take the training and use it the right way.
You know what I think was staged? Floyd versus McGregor. That was staged.
I don't think so at all.
Terrible.
It was totally staged.
That looked terrible.
Yeah, no, that was 100% staged because McGregor had a good first couple of rounds, and then in the seventh, Mayweather's just took it home, six or seven.
I won't argue this with you, but I'll say that it wasn't staged, and Mayweather was in control the entire time.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, yeah, so Conor McGregor did lose, though. He wasn't in on it.
Yeah.
Mayweather was in control. Well, yeah, Mayweather always does that. He lets the other guy throw punches that miss until his arms...
Yeah, professional boxers.
Right, until his arms are noodles. Yeah. And then he just goes in for the kill. But he didn't have to be careful with McGregor like he had to be careful with Pacquiao. So he just waited until McGregor couldn't hold his arms up anymore and then just unloaded on
As
him.
Far as stage goes, I think that Mayweather let McGregor go further.
He could have beat him in the first round.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because he wanted to show.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was in control of the entire thing.
Exactly.
And then that was the nail that just gave us a
Well, he was also the promoter, too. So he doesn't, you know, when people pay $100 to watch an amateur fight one of the greatest professional boxers ever, they don't want a 1 minute knockout.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
staged.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's
a little backstory, just in case any of you didn't remember Logan Paul.
Paul, the YouTube star, superstar.
After he did the Suicide Forest.
Yes.
The Japanese Forest and filmed the dead body. He went on to America to apologize to the entire world for his mistake. And there's something he says in this video I want to touch on.
Young followers and has made millions of dollars with his zany videos online. Recently, as you
He's
know, came under
hero.
Fire for posting an alarming video showing the body of a person who took their own life. Now he's sitting down with Michael for his first interview, first TV interview since that decision.
It's been tough.
Yeah, he looks small next to Strahan, who's pro football player size. Yeah.
Ironically, I'm being told to commit suicide myself, which...
Really?
I mean, that happens on the internet all the time, especially around this time.
It happened to everybody in 2016.
Right.
That was the meme.
Yeah.
Drink bleach.
I don't know how many 11-year-old kids told me to KYS when I was hanging out with Leafy Is Here.
Yeah, I got a lot of KYS.
Oh, man.
And I drank bleach. Once
damn.
For
yeah,
the
on this show. On this show.
Millions of people literally telling me they hate me to go die in a fire. It's like the most horrible, horrific thing.
So you don't feel like the criticism has been fair?
That's the thing. I do.
This is the most.
Wow.
He does think it's
he's
fair.
He's basically Christ.
Yeah.
I want him to win.
Put me on the crucifix
right
now.
I think he's kind of a social chameleon, and I think that he does this kind of stuff all the time. He's able to tell what the person sitting in front of him wants to hear.
Yeah.
Like he did with the flat earthers and they took him seriously and all that shit.
When Shane Dawson did his series on his brother, Jake Paul, he was asking the question if Jake Paul was a sociopath. That was the entire episode. Like all the episode. There's like seven episodes, 45 minutes each of Shane Dawson be like, is Jake Paul a sociopath? And at the end he's like, I don't think he's a sociopath, but his brother probably is. And then, like, you know, that's pretty much what you explained there, is how he's able to chameleon in front of somebody and make them feel like, you know, he's safe and comforting, and then he goes around and
American Nightmare wants to know if you're just sucking the Paul brothers' dicks so he can become friends with them.
I'm fuck friends with them,
he
dude.
He does this kind of stuff all the time.
I think I am one of the Paul brothers. I think my dad went and banged their mom back in the day.
And Paul, his fans have never seen before. 1 month ago, the social media superstar with over 16 million YouTube subscribers was at the top of his game. Breaking records with his wild viral video.
I hit myself in the face again. What's up?
That is, until he posted a clip from his visit to Japan's so-called suicide forest. What happened next would change
Michael's
his
list.
Life forever.
Yeah.
In an instant,
yeah,
he would met.
He's kind of like the articulate Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a group of Mikes that would kick my ass with while talking shit to me in a lisp.
Right.
Mike Tyson, Mike Strahan,
Michael Jackson,
kick the shit out of me.
Hey, stupid! Let's touch your butthole. Crawl under the blanket with me.
Beating the shit out of me with his moonwalk. You know Michael Jackson probably could kick someone's ass, right?
What is
Michael Jackson's dead? He can't kick anybody's ass.
Yeah, but like Thriller.
He weighed like 125 pounds.
But Thriller, he came back from the dead and
with fierce
was
backlash.
Pretty badass.
What made you decide to go to this forest?
The idea was to just do another fun vlog.
All right, he's full of shit.
He's
got
to explain why he's going to the forest.
Camp for a night and make an entertaining piece of content in a forest. And things obviously changed pretty drastically and quickly.
I can't believe he
the group came across an actual suicide victim.
So he's 100 yards away from the parking lot. It doesn't make any sense. I believe it happened for a reason.
And I believe it happened for a reason.
I think that reason is so I could take this experience, learn from it, spread the message the right way about suicide prevention and suicide prevention awareness.
He goes into the forest. He sees a dead body. He basically dances around it, freaks out, films it, and like is a total asshole around this dead body, uploads it to YouTube, gets almost 1 million views before the rest of the world recognizes what's going on, because it's all his 12-year-old, 13-year-old fans that see it, and they're like, oh, I love it. It was great. I love Japan. I want to visit someday. And then, like, their parents see it, like, wait a second. There's a fucking dead body hanging here. And we look at this, and we freaked out on him, but all he did next to that dead body is what he does every other day in every other scenario. So he's basically David Attenborough. He's David Attenborough. It's not his fault.
Attenborough.
Attenborough.
That's Attenborough.
Attenborough.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Red Scare says, this happened like a really long time ago. Yeah, Red Scare, this is what we're doing, though.
Yeah,
we're
now I'm going to move on to the next one.
Yeah, we're pitting KSI versus Logan Paul, not in a boxing match.
Oh.
In an actual Mania match.
Actual Mania.
Right. Who is the fucking craziest son of a bitch out of these two?
Okay. Here's
That's what I'm asking.
Where have your tits gone?
Where have they gone?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I can't see them.
So he just goes around and insults people to get their reaction.
Yeah,
he's
basically like walking, talking toxic masculinity before the Me Too movement hit. This is previous stuff. So like, this is probably the cringiest thing I've seen KSI do. Messed up stuff. So that's why we picked this one. And we're going to have to ask you guys, who do you think is the bigger asshole?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
That was consent.
Oh, yeah. She was fine with that.
And that was considered progressive
weird.
Back then.
It's still weird.
How was that?
Not big enough.
You left a bit of snot.
Not big enough. Bitch, I ain't leave no snot. I might leave something on your face, though.
Wow.
All right, so what's your favorite STD?
Oh, definitely chlamydia.
See, she's
She's going with it.
Yeah.
It's because you already have it. So why do you look like such a Muppet?
Well, you know, I just kind of... Oh, right, you mean the costume?
Yeah,
basically. Oh, right, yeah.
You're boring me.
Why do you look like such a Muppet?
Well, get a suit.
We did this at PAX with Onision 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got chased out.
Yeah, he's doing it much better than
he's way better than we are.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you remember that that girl?
That Viking girl?
She wanted to get you removed,
yeah,
specifically?
Yeah, she called security on me because I asked her if she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Damn it.
It was really funny.
This is a lot harder than
it looks. Pretty shitty sword. Would you date me?
I've got a boyfriend.
That means no.
What if I killed him?
I'd probably be grieving for quite a while.
I'd be like, you'd go to prison.
And then you'd be fine.
Well, you never know.
All right, it's a date then. What do you do in the game?
In the game, you run around the world of Camelot, you slay monsters.
Assassin's Creed did it. Assassin's Creed already did it. What are you doing?
Nothing about the two videos that we've just watched makes me want to watch them fight each other.
You don't
want to
watch them fight after this?
No.
This
I don't
isn't
care.
A good hype
you
video?
Know what? If there was a chance, like a random chance of like a sniper or something that takes them both out, or like a rant, or like the ceiling of the arena caves in and lands on them both in the ring, then I'd buy a ticket. Yeah. We wouldn't be doing the show now. I'd have to watch it.
There's something to watch that.
There's something deeply unlikable about KSI.
Huh.
Deeply.
Yeah. Fingering this.
More, I don't know Logan Paul either. I don't watch the YouTube stuff, but KSI, I don't like him.
I think it's because Logan Paul tries to make you like him.
Maybe.
I think he's...
No, this guy's trying to make me not like him. That's not why I dislike him. I dislike him because of what's behind the eyes. I don't like how he looks at people. Don't like how he has a different face when he's looking at that one guy with the Camelot thing.
Yeah.
And when he has a different face when he's looking at the girl with no boobs. And when he's looking at a girl he wants to bang. I don't like that. I don't like his face. I want to punch him. I'm going to fight KSI and Logan Paul tonight!
Yeah!
Both of them?
Yeah!
Tonight! 2-on-1. Handicap match!
Woo! Yeah, so these are the gentlemen that we're going to see go toe-to-toe in the ring. I think we have, they did a weigh-in, and they had Michael Buffer introduce them.
Yeah.
It was great. Best day ever is today. Everybody right now is watching. I think there's a live streamer, Scuff Justin Carey, that me and Joe used to work with when we worked for The Billionaire.
Yeah.
He's been going around the stadium
here,
all day today.
He threatened to kill me once.
Here he is, right? This is his stream right now.
Yep, there he is.
It just looks ridiculous. It is actually on, like, Sky. I think the last one was on Sky because it was in the UK, right? So this one's actually in the U.S., right?
Yeah, this is in Los Angeles Staples Center.
Okay, so now they're doing it in the U.S. because they did it in the U.K. last time. I get it.
They got the fighting ring all wrong.
Yeah, that'd be funny if they actually fought on this little stage here.
I wonder who all, like, I don't know. I know, like, there's a lot of YouTubers that went down to this. Keemstar is down there.
What does SJC go by now? Justin, what does he say?
Scuff Justin Carey, SJC.
Scuff Justin Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
one time, I had relations with this girl that he liked, and he threatened to shoot me. He was like, bro, open carry, legal carry. I'll shoot you, bro. Premeditated. Well, he was on the phone. It was like, hey, you're messed up, dude.
Just because you had sex with a girl he liked?
Yeah, that was really the only reason, I promise. If there was more, I would tell you. I promise I would tell you.
Barack Obama won the presidency using social media.
They couldn't put other YouTubers on the undercard from what I heard. So like,
oh, like legally?
Yeah, I don't know. When they were did it in London, they had like all YouTubers underneath, like Scarce.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
Scarce
that.
Battled. And yeah. Scarce isn't a fighter. So they have actual fighters here. But I don't know. And nobody really wants to watch that. They want to watch Boogie 2988 get into it. Around the 1 hour mark is when they brought in the weigh in for the guys, if you want to fast forward to 1 hour.
Oh, so these are the other fighters.
Yeah, these are all the chuckleheads nobody cares about.
Yeah, but they're actual boxers.
Good physiques.
They're actual boxers that nobody
really
cares about.
That explains their physiques. I say, YouTubers are fit.
There's Michael Buffer with the intro.
Look at these tiny guys.
Yeah, they're not fighting.
They're not tall boys.
No, they could.
They're like Billy's height.
But I'm tall.
Oh, there's Michael Buffer. Oh, man, they didn't even get him in the tuxedo.
The tuxedo was extra.
Yeah, like, Opus was produced by Sky Sports.
And I have a funny story.
I wonder if he'll be in the tuxedo tonight.
Commentating, he came up to me and was like, sorry. He came up to me and knocked on my shoulder and he was like, who you got? And I respect that, you know, he made that time.
There he is.
You know, he got to know all of us, all the YouTube guys.
Yeah, shut up, dude. Michael Buffer's talking.
I can see Logan walking in right now in a white Maverick hoodie. Sign bloody toys.
On YouTube, viewed by tens of millions. A great audience will be watching everything that happens tomorrow.
Isn't it so weird that Michael Buffer is the half-brother of Bruce Buffer, and he's the head boxing announcer, Bruce Buffer's the head MMA announcer, but they didn't even know each other until they were already adults. They didn't grow up together.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And they look similar, and they both have this... They already had those jobs before they met each other.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. So first up to the scale, he comes to us from California by way of
Sister
Lake,
Sister.
Ohio,
kind of like Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Yeah. Yeah. Or It Takes Two.
Yeah. Logan, the Maverick Paul!
Well, here he comes, and he is decked out Logan Paul.
I want to show this because you'll see Logan Paul's naked body, and he looks pretty cut. Well,
that makes me not want to watch.
Don't you want to see his naked body?
He's not naked. He probably gets down to, like, underwear.
He does.
Of course.
So his fan base are children, Logan Paul, but he's still doing this?
Yeah.
Is it a good career move?
I mean, they used to... So, like, Logan and Jake Paul had this crazy party house when they first moved to L.A., and... They used to have, like, hordes of teenage girl fans, like, hanging out in the street out front of their house, and it pissed off his neighbors. Do you remember that? That was on the news all the time.
It's amazing that it's happening. You know, the nerves, it'll all be settling in now. This is it. This is the last time that they're going to see each other before they go at it.
He comes to us from Watson, London, England. He's the United
Kingdom. This is dumb, Billy. Why did you send me this shit?
I don't know. I wanted to look at them naked.
That's weird. All
right. Look at that boy.
Oh, wow.
I don't
That's
care.
KSI?
Look at that yeah. buff guy.
Yeah, he's Jacked. A good...
They're, look at that buff guy.
They're in decent shape.
Did you see him naked?
Can they fight, though? Do you think they can fight?
No, I don't think they can fight.
No, that's why they'd get their asses kicked by a real boxer.
Mm. Anyway,
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to move on to real news.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit who wins. As I said, I hope the building... collapses on them.
So we're all betting that the building collapses then? That's the plan?
Or the
I'm
ring.
I'm not betting that.
Like Brock Lesnar versus Big Show. And the ring collapsed?
Yeah.
There's a way better event going on tonight, and that's the AEW pay-per-view.
Wrestling?
It's better. It's better than this.
Is it better than this?
I'd rather watch choreographed wrestling than watch two YouTube guys punch each other.
Scoff.
Totally unskilled boxers. I don't... Yeah.
Mike brings up a good point. Would you rather watch them fuck or fight?
Fuck.
Fuck?
Yeah.
100%. What about you, Ben?
Would you rather watch them fuck or fight?
Fight.
All right. He answered. Like.
Oh, shit. Gotta slow this down.
Could someone list your house for sale even if you're not really selling your home? Well, that's what happened to a Dearborn Heights homeowner.
He'd never met the realtor. He'd never heard of the church ministry that was now claiming to hold a deed to his house. Rob Olchek says this is more than just a mix-up. He joins us with a problem-solver investigation.
Hilda Monica, the house was sold in something called a portfolio. Some say these bulk sales are destroying neighborhoods because it kind of takes the people out of the equation. In this case, the bulk sellers traded the house back and forth, even though it was apparently owned by the family living in it since 2011. Block after block of rundown houses.
How did I end up here
in Detroit?
They got the talking heads.
Yeah. I wonder if they got a waiver for this. Yeah,
I don't know, man. I can't imagine David Byrne saying
never
yes.
Come back.
And the days go by.
I wonder if the show's produced by the company that owns the music catalog.
People he thought were shaking him down, but I may have.
So basically, this family owned their house, but somehow it got sold without their permission.
Someone in his family's lived in the home since 2011.
So imagine Kevin's surprise when a few months ago, strangers started showing up at his house, looking in the windows, taking pictures of his house. When Kevin confronted the looky-loos, they told him, well, the house is for sale.
We went to Google, we looked it up, we found out it was listed by Wendy Briggs.
Who's Wendy Briggs? Well, she's a real estate broker.
Holy
and she's
shit.
Also a bulk portfolio home buyer. What's that?
Bulk portfolio home buyer.
Why'd they make that sound like the most fucking racist thing you could say about somebody?
Sounds like a terrifying insult.
Yeah, that's like... But
she's a bulk portfolio home buyer.
I mean,
it's like going to Nissan supporter.
One of those warehouse stores and buying a ton of paper towels because they're super cheap if you
Stop.
Buy them in bulk.
This is a fucking commercial. This is they're sneaking this into this news article. Mm-hmm. They got paid by Bronny to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they didn't.
This is to resell Talking Heads albums and Bronny.
Oh my God.
And it's working.
Except instead of now. Paper towels, she's buying houses.
How many homes does Wendy Briggs have? According
this
to this map
Wendy
I got
Briggs.
From the University
this
of Michigan Dearborn.
A
ton.
This is where Mike
Each
Myers
one of these dots
been.
Represents
he
a house.
House
so how did Kevin's Dearborn Heights house end up in Wendy
that's
Briggs'
Mike Myers,
portfolio?
Dude, that's Austin
He's
Powers in a wig.
This ugly woman alone.
That's Austin Powers in a wig, my dude. Fat bastard's sister.
Heard of her.
That's,
Kevin calls
that's
her.
That's twat
Wendy,
bastard.
I says, what needs to be done for this to go away? How do we fix this? She says, somebody's got to give Comeback Home Ministries $15,000.
Who's Comeback Home Ministries? They're another group involved in bulk portfolio home buy. Kevin's never heard of them either.
This is Kevin's
produced this.
Is this Canada?
Dude, I don't think it's Canada.
They all have like a strange accent.
There's something going on here.
There's something in the water.
This is produced by like they hired somebody who had like was an editor for PewDiePie on YouTube. Like, we're going to hire this former editor for PewDiePie to run our news segment to appeal to the kids, and we're going to have this gentleman from the Werther's Originals commercial host it.
Something called a portfolio.
And then
they put in something called a garbage can.
Portfolio home buyer. Look, what the fuck is going on? It's Michigan? Minnesota?
Michigan. Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan?
Interesting.
Michiganistan? Detroit.
Paying for help. So he calls the problem solvers. We do some digging and discover, yes, indeed, Kevin has a warranty deed to his house.
Scuff
but
James
there
Gandolfini
are other deeds to the
house
floating around out there.
Oh,
quick claim
yeah,
deeds,
Detroit
which are
is.
Basically quickie deeds that make it easy to move a house from one party to another. Turns out Wendy got the house quick claim deeded to her company, Trading Places, in a bulk home portfolio.
Trading Places.
No transaction,
Eddie Murphy.
Along with more than 100 other homes in 2013.
She buys it for $3,000, right? Never even shows up. She takes and turns around and quick claim deeds it to Comeback Home Ministries for $1. And then Comeback Home Ministry takes that and he sells the property for $8,500 to this other
what?
Guy.
The other guy? This guy, Franz John I. Vizai. You guessed it. He's another bulk portfolio home dude. Franz then quit claims the house for $1 back to Comeback Home Ministries. What the heck is going on? I'm going to talk to Franz.
Listen, my friend. I bought a house and they refunded me.
Wendy.
Just move the camera slightly over.
The pastor from Comeback Home Ministries.
It's no scheme.
And the guy who
the
somehow started this whole mess
facility?
In a minute. But first, this is Dr. Joshua Akers from the University of Michigan Dearborn. He's behind a research project called Urban Praxis.
Is this from the
they
Onion?
They out bulk property owners.
I swear this is not a real news story.
Dude, it is like this in Detroit. Because in Toledo, growing up, we got the news from Detroit locally,
oh my
too.
Gosh.
Okay.
So I totally know the news being like this. That's why they had that crazy, like, funky music.
Yeah.
The bumper music that they play on their way back in from a commercial.
It sounded like porn music. Is nuts.
He thinks portfolio buying is contributing to the decay of neighborhoods. Houses
this is like
that
news
were once
on
owned
idiocracy.
By families are now commodities. They're not homes. They're things. Things sold in bulk. Here's
homes
how a
things.
Bulk portfolio business person works.
I get a bunch of investors together. I have a portfolio of 150 properties. The condition of all of those properties don't really matter. What I'm going to sell to you as an investor is the idea that you're going to get 20% returns.
The way they referred to bulk home portfolio buyers, the way they said it, like it was the new pedophile.
Yeah.
And then they get a guy that looks like one to play the home portfolio buyer. Is this not, this is a psyops.
It's a psyops.
Yeah, this is not real.
Yeah.
This is, we're being fucked with right now.
Next week they're going to do a piece on Costco.
So the emphasis on
they
me.
They better not destroy Costco.
They're taking them down.
No, yeah. I love that hot dog and drink combo.
Bulk drink buying buyers.
No. No.
To find a way in which to produce those returns.
The buyers take a gamble that some of the properties are salvageable. Some of them aren't, but that doesn't matter. They're dealing in bulk.
Or you just leave that in there to keep the number of properties in your portfolio looking robust.
So who are these bulk portfolio home traders? Top-notch real estate whizzes? Upstanding citizens looking to better the neighborhoods? Let's examine the bulk portfolio people involved with Kevin's house. First off, there's Douglas Diggs. He was appointed...
Someone in the chat, lol, Billy bringing up pedos again.
Well, if you guys wouldn't bring it up every time I bring it up, we wouldn't talk about it that long. It'd be like a split second.
How about we just don't talk about it at all?
Well, you could just not talk about it. I could say whatever the hell I'm going to say, and everybody could just move on without commenting on it. You made it 24 times as long as if you would have just skipped over it.
As a receiver by the court to clean up a mess.
Do you see how he does this?
Oh, well, this is a thing. He brings up pedophiles a lot on the show?
All the time. But then he'll try to make you... He, like, gaslights you into believing that it's actually your fault while he said
Well, it is. I was just making... I was thinking that the worst thing in the world, and because of the internet culture, that's it right now.
Oh, now it's internet
culture.
But
you wanted to
fault.
Change it. You said it the other day. You wanted to change it to people who say they hate people, so misanthropes.
Misanthropes?
You think
the,
that's...
They should be the new...
Pedophile.
I mean, I wouldn't say that word. Not now, not in this climate.
Involving homes bought in a giant scheme called the Paramount case involving the Detroit Police and Fire Pension Fund. The problem is, Kevin's house doesn't appear to be a part of that case. But there's Diggs' signature, quit claiming Kevin's house
to
Wendy's company.
Skateboard.
I asked Douglas Diggs if he was to blame for Kevin's house.
Douglas Diggs, this was a guy that was on...
All right, I'm going to explain something to the idiot in the chat that's like, why are they trying to censor Billy? Have you ever heard of YouTube, idiot? Are you familiar with how YouTube works? And if you say certain words, they demonetize your video and they don't recommend your video at all? But otherwise, I wouldn't care.
If you
otherwise,
say them,
I literally would not care
if
what
you
he
say
says.
Them in the first 3 minutes.
No,
when
that's
it matters.
Not true anymore. Yeah. That is not
seeming
true
to get plucked out of nowhere and into a bulk sale he oversaw. Whose fault
this
is it?
This is the night
is
at the Roxbury song.
He replied, "Yeah, I'm sorry.
This gentleman
I don't
here
take
was
responsibility
an actor on the
for
Workaholics
it. It was
TV
part
series.
Of a portfolio.
This is not a real
a
news.
Portfolio. A
they
whole bunch of houses. Here's what the spokesperson for the pension fund has to say about that. Whether this was an error or willful misconduct to convey a title one did not own is something that the authorities may wish to review. Diggs told me he'd have his attorney call. We didn't get the call, and unfortunately, Mr. Diggs died shortly after we interviewed him.
Whoa!
Next.
This is not real! This is...
Was it a hit job?
I don't know, man! The home buyer
you
of
know
portfolios.
The journalist killed him.
Yeah, Mike
don't
Myers.
Lie to me. Tell me the truth about these bulk home buyers. That he runs over him with a truck.
Yeah! He was murdered this, over bulk home
this
buying.
Woman's putting her hand out like, please go away. You weirdo.
She's like, you've stumbled onto a conspiracy more vast than that of a Jeffrey Epstein, okay? You just got Clinton-assisted suicide because we stumbled on the home buyer portfolio. This is ridiculous.
On the mysterious quitclaim chain, right, Wendy Briggs.
I bought many, many homes from... the Third Circuit Court appointed Douglas Diggs.
Right.
Tell me that's not Mike Myers.
I sold several of those homes.
Just because she has the Austin Powers teeth?
Dude, she's 100% Austin Powers.
Okay, well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Mike Myers doesn't wear his Austin Powers teeth everywhere he goes.
Unless he was trying to run a portfolio scheme out of Detroit, Michigan. Which is not too far from Canada,
where he lives. A church.
Wendy admits she'd never been to this church, but she quit claim the house to the church. Its reverend is a convicted felon named Sylvester Seal Murray.
But why do you give it to
a reverend named Seal?
Sylvester Murray and come back home?
Seal. I'm a reverend named Seal.
Ministries for a dollar.
He wanted 32 of the home. No, he paid me.
So how much did he buy it for?
Never mind.
No.
I'm not saying she's ugly. Ding I'm saying she's Mike baby. Myers.
I like
Dig
it.
Dong. Yeah.
Babe Station.
Is this
pretty.
The Babe Station guy in a wig? Because he couldn't get pretty, so he's becoming his own pretty?
Four.
6,000.
Let's see what the reverend has to say.
Tell me about the ministry. Is this a ministry? Or is it...
Everybody calls themselves a reverend.
The reverend.
Like, Jesse Lee Peterson is a reverend, too.
Anonymous says Billy's almost as salty as Clinton campaign HQ 3 years ago today. That's not true. I'm not salty at all.
It's just a money-making scheme. What is it?
No. Don't talk about this scheme. This is for real.
Yeah, it's real. Real
no,
shady.
No, it's not a scheme. It's for real. It's real
I
shady.
Like this makes the news even more entertaining. I like it like this.
Dude, a guy had to die, and they had to hire Mike Myers to make it entertaining. That's a little too much production value.
Mike Myers is on the decline, right?
And they got Mike Myers on retainer after
the soundtrack cost more than Forrest Gump's.
Murray the
this
minister has
played
a past
by the guy who was Bubba
since.
Shrimp.
He was
name?
A big shot in a heroin Bubba. Ring called Young Boys
oh,
Inc.
Oh,
if anyone
Williams.
Soul needs saving, it's Sylvester Murray's. And if anyone needs some non-taxable money, it's Sylvester Murray. According to his 2011 bankruptcy, he owes the IRS $14 million.
Yeah, it's like an off version of yeah. Dirty Deed. It's kind of like when WCW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they did like fake Pearl Jam and fake Nirvana.
Yeah, fake Nirvana. Well,
that actually kind of sounds like the Hardy Boys entrance song, this one.
Yeah. He owes $14 million to the IRS.
$14 million?
That's what they said.
That's a lot.
Because you filed for bankruptcy, you got $14 million in...
That's a person with me. They got nothing to do with come back home ministry.
I hate Dude, we should make DP a religion so I don't have to pay taxes anymore.
Dude, can we be a religion and we'll run on...
It's very hard to get religious tax exempt status.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What if we buy a church and we preach out of the church every Sunday?
I don't want to do that.
Why not? You pay it to the government or you pay it to the landlord for the church. Let's put the money... And we can invite people over for communion and stuff. We can give them little treats.
I don't know how you manage to take good ideas and turn them to such horrible ideas.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's... Ben, I don't know if you've ever seen a good idea and recognized
we
it.
We could just say this is a church service. We don't have to hold Sunday Mass. We could say the podcast is a church service.
I guess
service.
Just throw away the pageantry. You're like, you know how hard
I don't
it
want
is?
Pageantry.
You know how hard it is to get church exemption? And I'm telling you
it
how easy
hard.
It is. Get a church and do church on Sunday, and you're like, you don't have to go that far. You can just do it in the room. And I'm like, you just said it was hard.
Got a man of the cloth.
I'm giving answers.
Well, I'm saying if it was that easy and all you had to do was have services, then we could just say this was a service and the people watching are a congregation. That's kind of what Jesse Lee Peterson does. But getting the exempt status is difficult.
Download the Brave browser, turn on ad notification, and give bats to Ben by every month. Ben, can you tell who has given you the most bats?
No, but I'm hoping eventually they update that so I can see where exactly it comes from.
Thank you, Red Scare.
It's crypto, though, so I think it's kind of difficult.
But
I don't know.
I can't even find this place. They're not on the...
All right, let's watch something else.
This was a wonderful news, by the way.
Do you want to watch more of it?
Yeah!
Or... Okay.
I want to see where
it's
this goes.
Done.
Directory
yeah, okay,
in the office
enough.
They claim to rent. There's no one at either of their addresses. I caught the comeback home minister.
We have this scam minister. We have the fucking dude that straight up died after they talked to him. We have Michael Myers in a wig. This is a fucking amazing news story, and it just started out with porn music. is everything about this is they start playing Dire Straits or was it Dire Straits?
No, they were playing Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Same as the number one.
Coming back out of the Maple View Liquor Store in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, the reference.
So where's the congregation meet, Rev?
Church is on 15167. Okay, James Cousin. That's where the church is off Pierton.
You have a church?
Yes.
Nice try. That addresses this vacant lot. Next, I meet up with Franz and Vijay. A warning, this guy's kind of camera shy. Might be because he's a registered sex offender.
No! They brought it up. Not me. They brought it up.
Right. But those two words, I don't think are on the list. The P word is.
We can see.
That's why it's better if you choose your words.
I need to find out about this quit claim deed.
We can see why Ben didn't want to finish
this house from Comeback Home Ministries.
I wish
$8,000.
We should start a church under the name Preaching to the Choir Ministries.
This guy's having a lot of problems.
You know, G-Man has never
fill me in on what this
got that copywritten.
I bought a house and it was not good. I didn't want the deal. It was.
I like how he's making shit up.
So this guy at least checked the title on the house and realized it belonged to Kevin years ago.
I like how he finally
let his
hand down.
So why is Wendy Briggs listing Kevin's house now?
Why is it? Turn on ad notifications.
Sorry, I just played this again to test it.
By every month.
Yeah.
There's no setting on right now to make shit anonymous. I just double checked it.
That's why I've been trying to read everybody's name as they come in.
Yeah, we appreciate your support, guys. I don't know why this is happening.
We just need a little bit, like $163.92.
You guys are great. I'm confident we're going to make it. I'm not worried.
Blames it on Sylvester Murray and Comeback Home Ministries.
So did Murray contact you earlier this year and say, hey, sell this house on Monroe?
Yes, he did.
But he acts like this is news to him.
So, now, she put the house up for sale. Briggs did.
When was this?
Like this
what
year.
What do you mean?
Okay.
For Wendy Briggs and Sylvester Murray, Kevin's house wasn't his home. It was just another thing. A thing to be traded. Wendy's now taking the house off her website. Nobody's contacted Kevin in
months.
And
then James Gandolfini is in this movie, too. This is fucking great. This is the production for this film was through the roof.
Isn't he dead?
I mean, I think he lives in this house in Detroit.
They had to reanimate him.
Yeah. The necromanced... Necromancing the Stone, starring James Gandolfini.
Have you seen Gandolfini's son? I think they might bring him in to play Tony Soprano.
Well, they're filming a prequel movie to play him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it should be pretty good. I think it's coming out this year.
Realized this thing wasn't going to make them money. Which leads us back to Professor Akers and why he thinks bulk portfolio sales are so destructive. Remember, many of the houses in Detroit...
I had no idea this existed and how they were able to do that.
Were purchased in bulk, and he said
it's almost as bad as eminent domain where the government can just take your property just because it can.
When the buyers can't make money off them, they bail.
When you can't convince someone to take the home anymore, what do?
It's like, have you ever heard of eminent domain? It's like they want to build a freeway, but there's a house in the way, so they just pay you what they think is fair enough for them to pay you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even get to bargain over it or anything.
Right.
And there's no chance of you keeping your property.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so crazy. Yeah. I think there would have to be really, really extreme circumstances for that to be okay.
They walk away. It goes to tax foreclosure auction. It goes all the way through. It goes to the land bank, and the public's on the hook for paying the
porn
bill.
Music.
And ultimately, it destroys the city and the neighborhoods. Yeah. Piece by piece.
A DP
now,
religion?
Kevin says he spoke.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. If Ben doesn't
Aloha snack bar.
If Ben doesn't jump on this religion train with me, I'm gonna start my own religion.
I said I want the tax exempt status. It's great. But now we've just admitted our plan on a live stream.
Thank you, Alex. What do you mean all good religions start with a plan?
Okay, whatever.
You think Joseph Smith was like, I wanna fuck hella wives? I don't need a plan, though. I'm just going to start a religion. No, he planned his religion.
Right, but he didn't stand in the public square and air his entire plan publicly.
Isn't that the best, though? Because I'm a prophet.
Hear the goalpost moving
right
now?
I've been prophesized,
Ben. You hear that,
Ben?
How he does that?
I've been prophesized.
Everything.
This moment right here, right now, I'm a direct current to our Lord.
From the mount.
Yes.
Is that what this is?
This is the moment. Okay. Where the Lord summoned himself and materialized in the midst of Mike Myers in a dress and the seal, the portfolio buying home flipper, Reverend Seal. This is when I was told that they were in the wrong, Ben.
Can we crucify Egghead?
Let's do it.
Fraud task force. He also says he's reported Wendy Briggs to the State Board of Realtors. Wendy told me over the phone, quote, this has been a complete nightmare. She says.
All right. Man, that was some entertaining news, though. And it had like a story arc to it.
Dude, a fucking guy died. A guy died in that story. How often do you see that on the news where they're interviewing a guy and be like, oh, but when we went to follow up, he was dead. What? How is that a thing? Usually the news starts out with someone dying. We don't get the death within the story. He died for our cringe, Dylan DePickle says. It's true. That's true.
All right, so one last news story, and this is kind of a follow-up on something that we covered before. Those parents were going to jail or in danger of going to jail for neglecting their adoptive daughter, which they claim to be an adult dwarf that tried to murder them.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And I said at that time that was so crazy, I can't wait for that movie to be made about it. And everybody wrote was like, well, that's already a movie. It's called Orphan. And I'm like, how?
Yeah, it's the spoiler.
Do you think they watched Orphan and was like, let's get a dwarf from Ukraine to come live in our Slovenia or wherever the dwarf is from?
I think it was Ukraine. And be our daughter. I'll start the video here.
Now with that wild story about an Indiana couple charged with abandoning their adopted daughter who has a rare form of dwarfism. They say she's really an adult con artist who threatened them. And now the adopted daughter is speaking out for the first time in an exclusive.
Okay, that's a dwarf,
that's
dude.
That's dwarf face.
That's 100% a dwarf.
Oh my God, I could tell because you love dwarfs.
Yeah.
You love them a lot.
Yeah, I do.
You don't love children.
No.
But when you see her, you see someone you love.
I see a dwarf here.
Yeah.
This is what's fucked up.
Yeah.
These parents either hired a dwarf to fuck up Social Security and steal from the government, or they are nationalists that couldn't realize that this was a dwarf and thought that's just what all Ukrainian babies look like.
That's a horror film.
Yeah.
You adopt a kid. Yeah. It's a grown-ass person.
Orphan.
That wants to kill you.
The movie 2014
Orphan.
That's the movie.
It is the
2014.
Plot. It's the exact plot to the film Orphan.
And this exists in real life. Yeah. This is... Joe, Ben's gone. This is a simulation we live in.
It's a simulation.
Oh, hi, Ben. Hi. Not to stir things up, Ben. We were just talking amongst ourselves.
I see a future president.
I'm going to interview Dr. Phil. He's going to join us live after this report from Paul
Affairs. I see a future president.
Dr. Phil.
I guess it comes down to whether or not you are an evil psychopath demon child.
I guess it comes down
psychopath
to whether or not you're an evil psychopath demon child. Like, or what? Or what?
Or
what's the or?
Or an evil psychopath midget.
Yeah. What's the or here, Dr. Phil? Bring us to the or. Play.
We're over here to murder everybody.
This morning, Natalia Barnett, the girl at the center of that adoption scandal, is speaking out for the first time.
Holy shit. She's adopted? And she, her adoptive mom looks
I don't
more
think
like
that,
her?
I don't think this is her adoptive mom.
I don't think so. They wouldn't be holding hands.
Right. They're like in court against each other. This is probably like her lawyer or translator.
Or one of her enablers.
Yeah, the circus handler.
There's been a lot of controversy, obviously, about your age because of the family that you were with before. How old are you?
I'm 16.
I mean, that's believable. She could be 16.
No, she's 47.
I think she'd look a little more wrinkled in the face. Maybe have some gray up top.
Ben?
Yeah?
Ben?
What?
Michael Myers in a wig.
Do you mean Mike...
Is this
Mike
Vern
Myers?
Troyer in a wig?
Do you mean the
killer? Is this Vern Troyer in a wig?
Do you mean the killer from Halloween?
Yeah,
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. He's the
he goes by Mike because
Wayne.
Of that movie.
Because of that movie.
Yeah. He did. He had to change his name when he
you're
did
not letting
Wayne's
him forget.
World. Is this mini me? Is this Vern Troyer in a wig?
Vern Troyer's dead.
Or did he become this orphan?
You're 16.
Yes.
Her former adoptive parents, Michael and Kristen
can't
Barnett,
they give her some kind of test to try and determine her age. Like, is
they did.
Can't
are
like
now
a DNA
facing
test?
Jail time after
yeah, if you
being
cut off their arm and you look at how many rings.
How many rings? Yeah.
Stop. That's how they got
neglect
so short.
For allegedly abandoning Natalia.
Stump
they
testing.
Say that you scammed them, that you lied about your age and came over here and terrorized them.
It's not true at all.
They both pleaded not guilty and say they believed she was 6 years old when they adopted her in 2010, but soon after, they began questioning Natalia's age.
Oh, man.
The Marion County Superior Court
ruled...
She hasn't
changed in size, so if she was already an adult from the get-go, like, she has changed in size, rather.
Is that the genius Lanny Poffo right there?
It looks a lot like Lanny.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage's brother.
Lanny doesn't... I've never seen him with a beard.
That her...
Or, oh, yeah. Well, when he's he was got the one now.
When he, oh, now he does,
I think
too?
He does. Maybe not now.
Back
he,
in the day when he was the genius, he had
yeah,
a beard.
Yeah, he had a beard. This
birth
is the genius
would be
Lanny
changed
Poffo
from 2003 to 1989, effectively changing her from 8 to 22 years old.
Little Michael Barnett recently told us Natalia was trying to harm them.
Natalia would do things like place clear thumbtacks on the stairs, face up, so that when...
That's hilarious.
Okay, I take it back.
She's a prankster.
It's not Vern Troyer in a wig. It's Macaulay Culkin in a wig.
The Good Son.
The Home Alone. Oh, The Good Son.
Yeah.
He was doing Home Alone tactics.
Oh, no. He also was a terrorist child.
Hold up.
In a movie called The Good Son
but
with Elijah
Son,
Wood.
In The Good Son, did he put thumbtacks and matchbox cars down to stop the sticky
stuff
bandits?
Stuff like that. He was evil. He was an evil, scheming boy.
But he did the Home Alone stuff, too? Like, he made the paint cans fly down and hit him in the head?
No, not literally. Not all the stuff. But he did kill people and stuff like that. He was an evil boy. And his mom kills him in the end.
So maybe she watched too much Macaulay Culkin growing up.
I can't believe you missed that reference to say The Good Son.
No, it was Home Alone. Maybe she was a really big Macaulay Culkin fan. That's where she got the idea. She's like,
she
good son?
His psycho child.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to do the Good Son thing, but also the Home Alone thing. And she melded them together.
Yes, that's the one, Boobri.
Yeah.
We would walk up the stairs. We would be stepping on thumbtacks to pain and injure ourselves.
But Natalia, who suffers from a rare form of dwarfism, is now sharing her side of the story with Dr. Phil.
Why did they want to get rid of you so badly?
I don't know. I just know that a lot of stuff happened and Christine started questioning my age.
Natalia, who spoke with her new adoptive parents by her side, maintains that she never lied about her age.
Those are her new parents, yes.
Oh, man.
How did she find someone else to adopt her?
They claim that
she's been doing it for 40 years.
It's the money thing.
That's her racket?
Yeah, she's doing it for 40 fucking years. She's a master at this. They come in, she's got a gigantic lollipop in her hand. She's like, we represent
the lollipop guild.
And all that. I don't remember going through a bone scan. I remember going through a bone scan in Michigan.
And the bone scan in Michigan.
Always in Michigan. All this weird stuff. Both of our news stories today had something to do with Michigan. And Joe, where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Liar.
I lived in Michigan.
Okay,
but
you
I'm
lived
originally
in Michigan.
From New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This, yeah. I don't know.
Still a lot of sick Michigan things come stank. Out of Michigan.
Yeah. She was 14.
I even have paperwork saying that.
And says she never tried to harm the Barnetts.
Did you ever stand at the foot of their bed, around their bed, in their room, watch them sleep with a knife in your hand?
No.
That's like fucking...
She's lying. Look at her face.
Could you imagine that, though? That is scary. A little dwarf holding a knife.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Stand at the foot of your
that's
bed.
One of my fantasies.
Oh, well, what a
spoiler. Never.
I want a little dwarf to jump out of the wastebasket in my room and scream, Choppy, choppy, your pee-pee!
It's like that scene in Child's Play where Chucky first comes to life and tries to, like, murder the mom before she throws him into the fire. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. Stupid lady.
Yep.
Two... Stab them.
No.
For Good Morning America, Paula Ferris, ABC News.
They're making up some weird... I mean, if they are lying, if the parents are lying, that's some crazy stuff to make up.
Yeah.
That girl doesn't look like a 16-year-old dwarf. She looks like a 34-year-old dwarf.
Yeah. She does look like an old dwarf. You know dwarfs very well.
Oh, dude, I can carbon date a dwarf just by their farts alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let her blow one in my face. Just a nice hot rifter. Mm-hmm. I'll go. Let's go.
White dwarfs fought in my face.
First one, I'll get the decade down. The second one, there'll be like hints of nutmeg, and I know the exact year and month they were born.
White dwarfs fought in my face. Matters. There's that little pause. He goes, white guys fought in my face. Matters. Like that. Please.
Please.
I want to smell the sweet aroma of a cream-colored gentleman.
God damn.
This girl right here, like, she's dressed like a little kid. So we think that she's, like, smaller than she is on that seat. But she's no smaller here than she is on that damn seat. And look at her hand. She's got a fucking hand tattoo. Did nobody check her for hand tattoos? That's a hand tattoo.
Like, she already moved on to new parents, though. It's weird.
Yeah, because she's done this 40 times before. It's crazy. I can't believe she stole this idea from Macaulay Culkin's best two movies, Good Son and Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Starring Tim Curry.
And they made a biopic retroactively.
Before this came out, they're like, you know what? We got to make this biopic before she does this. We'll call it Orphan. We live in a simulation. Mm-hmm. This is not real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being disconnected from reality every single day when I become more aware of it. And that scares the hell out of me. But it's exciting. I'm here for it. So please, don't unplug the simulation. Keep playing, guys. I'll try to entertain you as much as I can.
Yep.
I know the entire Earth is going to shit and you laugh at us like an alien ant farm. But I'm the good boy. I'm the sweet boy. Keep watching for me. Don't turn off the simulation, please.
On that note, crazy person segment.
Joe and I danced for like 2.5 minutes in our kitchen today to a Christian rock song.
What song?
Stephen Curtis Chapman, Dive.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Never heard it either, but he started dancing. I didn't know it was a Christian song. Till we were done, I was like, was that a Christian song? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, it's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. I've got a video that I want Billy to respond to.
Oh.
Okay.
Here it is.
What's good, people? El Presidor back with another video. And it's no secret what a scumbag pile of filth I think Boogie 2988 is.
Okay.
And that is for a plethora of reasons that I've already discussed.
Anything you disagree with yet, Joe?
The scumbags. Listen, I made my feelings on Boogie clear a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
They have not changed, but the target has. I realized it was all about Boogie. So anything that is being said by the speaker about Boogie is actually about Billy in my mind.
Yeah.
Okay? Interesting.
And, you know, if I'm going to keep it 100% real with you guys, I love it when terrible things happen to him in his life. It couldn't happen to a better person. And, you know, one of the things I can't stand about this piece of trash. Is just what a con man he is. What a fraud. So
real
as
quick,
I show you this
video,
picture,
this gentleman is talking. I just love it when bad things happen to people.
That is pretty shitty.
That makes you a wonderful human being, and your opinion immediately goes top tier for me. Thank you for making that clear.
Well, he wasn't saying a person. He was saying Boogie, and a lot of people think that Boogie isn't quite a person.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people don't think fat people are human. They look at them as cattle.
No, not all fat people.
They look at them as cattle?
Yeah.
Maybe cannibals?
No, they look at fat people as if they're just cattle in a field and they're not human. It's disgusting. The disconnection, the dehumanization of morbidly obese human beings in our world. And I'm going to let this guy talk because I'm going to shut him down in a series of responses after he says his dumb shit.
All right, let's see.
Boogie, it's not to make fun of him because he's fat or anybody that's struggling with their weight. It's to just basically expose one of the biggest cons that he's pulled off. So let's look at this picture of Boogie so we can highlight, you know, one of the biggest cons he's pulled off. One of the ways that he's scammed and manipulated his viewers for money. So we can see in this picture,
right? How about we just pause and scam and manipulate how many times this guy said the same exact thing over and over again to waste our fucking time?
Well, the video's got to be over 10 minutes
exactly,
to put more than one ad on
it. Exactly, you scam piece of shit. Be more literate. Talk good.
Here, the before picture. He obviously can still stand and move around, and he can diet. He's like, 600 pounds or whatever the hell he was right here. So he could clearly diet and lose some weight.
He's not 600 pounds there. That's.
But instead, he takes the lazy, gluttonous, easy way out, and he opts for gastric bypass
surgery. All right, surgery is not easy. Surgery is not easy.
Yeah, the surgery is terribly hard. You have to lose a ton of weight before you can qualify for
it. It is the coward's way out, though.
Well, the coward's way out is the Japanese forest.
No, it's very brave to commit suicide. Are you nuts?
I don't know.
It, very brave.
Huh.
Suicide is one of the bravest things.
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's very brave.
That's harikari.
Mm-hmm. And actually, in a couple of generations, we're going to have going out parties for people that are willingly taking themselves out.
You know, honestly, I don't know if you're joking or not, yeah. But that would be an interesting look at suicide and depression to have your own goodbye party.
Yeah.
And maybe it would change.
They'll have parades and everything.
I'll be honest with you. We had a goodbye party with Boogie. He was going to take his own life most likely at a certain point.
Well, no, not likely, because he's a coward. That's
he's
what
not
I'm
a coward.
Saying.
He's
never going to commit suicide. He doesn't have the balls.
And VidCon basically was his way of realizing that, you know, he didn't have to take that route. He
no,
was very depressed.
He just used
very
everybody
depressed.
For a momentary short circuit. That's all he did.
Well, we all use our friends.
No, he's an emotional manipulator.
I use you. I emotionally manipulate you.
No, we have.
I can't hang out with Onision anymore, so I make you go to dinner with him.
We have a symbiotic relationship.
We do. It's gross.
You know, it's mutual benefit.
Yeah, there could be 12 beds in a house, and for some reason, we share one.
That
exactly.
is.
What the hell's wrong
with us? That's basically for weak individuals who don't want to put any effort into losing weight or their health or anything like that. So what they do is they pay a doctor to basically shrink their stomach
really quick,
surgically.
This guy is a dickhead.
Moron.
He's a moron and a dickhead. Yeah. They pay a doctor because they're weak. They can't lose what that's exactly what they are. They are weak. That there's a reason why they're addicted to food and overeating because they're weak and they're compensating with the one thing that they can have for an initial decrease of pain.
But now it sounds like you're using him to make yourself look better. Because
I look really good.
Yeah, but you did this without the
nuclear
surgery. Yeah,
because you know what? I have willpower and other people don't. That's not a slight against them.
So you're saying, Boogie.
And it's also not gluttonous. I mean, like, you can't be gluttonous when your stomach is like that.
You know, force themselves to stop eating and force the weight loss. But here's the big problem I have with that. Here's the reason I think Boogie is such a scumbag for doing this. All his viewers and subscribers are applauding him, how brave he is, you know, how much work he's done. When in reality, the doctor did all that work. He did nothing. He
sat
there.
The doctor did not do all that work.
That's, yeah, you do have to get to a target weight to even... Yeah,
you have to heal. You have to continue exercising and doing a ton of self-maintenance after the surgery. Like I didn't do the surgery because the surgery seemed way fucking harder to me than just losing weight. Yeah, the money without the money, the surgery seemed like way more work than just Boogie had to do something to lose weight. I had to not do something. I had to not eat certain foods.
He could have not done something to
him. He could have, but it didn't work for him. So he had to go and seek out a surgery. He had to actually do something that cut into his body and tore pieces of his body apart for him to lose weight. I just had to stop.
Went to sleep and woke up and the surgery was done. And he didn't put any effort into losing weight. He couldn't eat. He had to diet. He couldn't eat or he would probably die. Literally, you have this surgery, you go to buffet, you'll die. So we have here the before picture, the gluttonous whale. And then here we have the after, all the work that the doctor did.
So is he gaining the weight back, or is this just a bad picture?
I think this is a bad picture.
Yeah, it's an unflattering
angle. But whatever it is, you have to look at the facts that a year ago at VidCon 2018, I went to Downtown Disney with Boogie, and he had to ride there on his little hover-round scooter, couldn't walk.
Yes.
And then this year, I went to VidCon 2019, and went to Disneyland with Boogie, and we walked all around the park and rode all the rides together, and he didn't have a hover-round scooter, and this guy walked 9 miles. That day.
I guess all we have to do is talk about Boogie, and for some reason, like, we got a huge influx of viewers, so
yes,
I don't know.
Yes. So if you want to talk shit about Boogie's weight, realize this motherfucker is walking, and he's got a Travel Channel going. He is out there moving, and his quality of life has increased.
He could hardly walk when I met him.
Yeah.
I am absolutely a witness to the fact that he could hardly walk when I first met him, and I believe that he walked around Disneyland with Billy for a whole day.
Yeah, he literally, his counter was 9 miles he walked that day. And he wasn't even going to do both parks. He was like, I'm just going to do the one park today. And I'm like, man, I got to do both parks. I never did Disneyland before. And he's like, fuck it, I'll do both parks. So we're walking all around the parks. Mm-hmm, he stopped. He had a couple of snackies and stuff.
And you could see he lost a significant amount of weight. Oh, how proud we are of Boogie. Oh, thank God we donated all that money so that he could have this surgery. And this is in February 2018. And now look at him now in about October 2019, and he doesn't look very much different than before he got the surgery. How the hell?
First of all, your after picture is at a weird angle, and it's all blurry.
Angle's nonsense. This guy's full of shit, but Boogie is a piece of shit. Just not for the fat thing. A lot of people are fat. My best friend's fat.
To be like, oh man, this guy almost died because of how fat he is, and now he's gaining weight, and I love it. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like this guy, and I don't want to be a party to this piece of shit. Normally, but I do think Boogie should die in a fire, and I want to tell you why.
Why? Because it'll smell good?
Not only that. It's his emotional manipulation. I think he's sick. I think he wastes people valuable time and resources. I think he wastes Billy's time. All the time. He had a meeting of the minds in his hotel room, and he was basically using you guys to convince him not to commit suicide.
That's not true.
That's not how you not commit suicide.
No.
You don't make it a burden on everybody else.
It's not true.
And he's not actually suicidal. He has no courage. You saw
it's
that.
Not true.
You saw that. That's why Anita Sarkeesian went
not
after.
True.
Anita, yeah, he did back down from Anita Sarkeesian.
Yeah, exactly.
He suffers
no
from
that's not
crippling
a guy who's
anxiety.
Yeah.
Crippling anxiety.
Rightfully
then
so.
Then he's in the wrong business.
Well, you know why he has anxiety? Not only is he a serial masturbator, but he has anxiety because he has nothing to be brave about. Look at him. He's terrible. He's not like a healthy fat. He's not like a good fat. He's not somebody who wears their fat well. Like
when is being really fat healthy?
There's some people that wear their fat wonderfully well. Wonderfully well.
He's a terribly...
I love looking at some fat people.
This sounds like... You sound like Trump right now.
Wonderfully well.
He's a terribly broken human being, and despite that, he's seen wonderful success on his own merits.
There's some beautiful fat people. I'm talking huge. But Boogie is not a beautiful fat person. He's a sick... Demented. He looks like a villain when he's on that roller pig thing. You know, when he's rolling
roller
himself.
Roller pig.
When he rolls himself around. He doesn't need it. He never did. He's just manipulating it.
So that's your theory. You have a conspiracy theory that Boogie never actually needed it.
Yeah.
He just faked it and then later stopped using it to pretend.
Mm-hmm. That he had cured himself. You see, the whole thing
How do you feel about that
theory? The AdSense stopped coming in, so he couldn't hire the roller pig to ride around anymore. He had to sell it.
And then he bought that Tesla and wanted his fans to pay for it.
He traded the roller pig in for a Tesla. It's not true.
Yep.
You just said it.
No, I was re-spouting the ignorance that y'all were perpetrating to show you how stupid it sounded.
You were signal boosting us.
Nope.
It's not stupid. You just defend him because you like to feel like the hero to emotionally manipulative people because it gives you a reason to waste your time on people.
Well, that's why I'm your hero.
He does also have fat bias. Billy has fat bias.
It's fat bias, but it's also people that he views to be more damaged than him. So if a girl has BPD, for example, he'll be the first one lining up at her door because he feels like she's damaged enough to accept him for what he is because he feels he's deeply damaged.
That's why
when he's talking about a sexy girl, he'll always use very sick terms to describe
her. Yeah, he does
like
do that.
He'll say she's got big old stink. Tits.
Fucking gross, stink, fat tits.
It's like he has to make it disgusting.
It's true.
In order to bring it down to a level. It's what low class men do.
Even when he knows that his mother is listening.
I do that.
Even when he knows that his mother's listening. Yeah. And his mother's very classy and beautiful.
I do that for comedic effect.
Can't believe he does that.
I want to make sure it's so over the top that you know when I'm utilizing toxic masculinity, it's for comedic purpose only.
Sometimes.
And not to perpetuate the toxic masculinity of our patriarchy.
Do you gain weight?
But not always.
After gastric bypass surgery. It is unbelievable. You have to be a complete gluttonous pile of human waste to do this. Are you glad, people? Are you glad that you donated the money so that he could go and spend, I don't know, 20 grand on this surgery and pretty much waste all of your hard-earned money?
I mean, if they give him the money, it's not their money anymore. It's his money. Yeah. So it's their choice. So,
yeah, I'm not getting on some Archimus, for convincing people.
Archimus just chucked us $2 and said, I saw Boogie a year ago and he walked miles. Was quoting me.
So you stood there and...
But this wasn't a year ago. This wasn't a year ago. This was in July. This was mid-July. So this was, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
This was 4 months ago.
And he has a channel now. He does travel vlogs and he's walking around
all over the country. He's driving around. He's so much more mobile. He's
you like Boogie not only cuz he's famous, but he makes you feel important.
And
that's
he's
what.
No.
And there's also the fat thing.
I like Boogie because we share a similar origin story. We were dark, sad, fat people that put on the fucking clown mask to smile and make other people laugh. So
you see, you're
projecting
that onto him. He's never been funny.
Oh, people love him, and up until they realized how the fucking hamburger was made, they ate the Happy Meal. And then they realized how the hamburger was made, and they were fucking,
look at
this,
you.
This toy depresses me.
Well, yeah. Look at
this
you making McDonald's obesity. Analogy.
I'm sorry. Up until the motherfuckers realized how gross that beef patty was, they ate the motherfucker up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They were gullible, and now they were once blind. Now they can see. They're better.
They can see.
They can see now. So they grew out of him. That's what should happen.
It's because they no longer are satiated by the way that he made them feel. He made them feel happy because he himself was sacrificing his happiness to give to the happiness of others.
The problem with gluttons isn't just that they waste everybody else's resources and meat space. It's that psychologically, they're doing far more harm to everybody who has to look at them. for an extended period of time. And also, they're a drain on your emotional resources as well, because that's part of gluttony. It's very sympathetic to vice. Weakness is sympathetic to vice.
I'm an emotional philanthropist. I can handle it.
No, that's the thing. You're very sympathetic to vice. If somebody is big and strong, like who's a really nice, positive role model that you don't like? A beacon of health.
Keep wondering. I think Terry Crews is lovely. Keep going on.
But that's your black people fetish, too, because you think that a lot of them are disenfranchised.
I love John Cena. I think John Cena is a wonderful human being.
That's just like John Cena.
No. You know what? That's one of the examples of where Billy does his thing where he takes the unpopular position and pretends that he actually argues it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Yes. I don't take positions... If there's a position nobody else is taking, I want to give you a contrasting opinion.
That's called being a contrarian.
Not a contrarian. I want to show
Angel's
you why
advocate.
Maybe...
That's why you think all the new Star Wars movies are the best Star Wars movies.
They're the best Star Wars movies because they're the best Star Wars movies. We have a history of thinking that the New Hope was some groundbreaking film, and it was for its time.
A New Hope was huge.
But if it comes out today, we're going to be like, it's Starship Troopers. That was cool.
A New Hope stayed in the theaters for way longer than the average movie.
Most movies stayed in theaters for a long time back then.
Films, but yeah.
We didn't have a whole lot of movies.
It had a longer theater run even for movies of that time period.
Not that much longer. Casablanca had a really long theater run. Snow White had a really long theater run.
Home Alone had a really, really long one. It lasted like half of a year.
Home Alone was still in theaters when Home Alone 2 came out on VHS.
Gone with the Wind is still the highest grossing picture of all time. That's how long Gone with the Wind aired. It came out in 1939.
Yeah.
When adjusted for inflation, it's still the highest
grossing. From his before picture and his now picture, you can see his stomach is just as extended.
Okay, I'm done with this guy.
That
Christopher
Tom video exposed how much of an emotional, manipulative piece of shit Boogie is that says, John Apocalypse, thank you for your money, John Apocalypse. What you guys aren't recognizing is that Boogie is manipulative. I don't think it's on purpose. I think it's a survival technique that he goes through because he's dealing with his anxiety all the time and he can't control.
But
nobody's
helping him as is. Nobody's helping him. They're not helping him by saying, oh, no, you have so much to live for. You're great. No, he's obviously doing something wrong. That's why he's
so. I didn't tell him he had so much to live for.
Here's a screen still from the same video where it shows that.
Yeah, he looks better.
Yeah, I mean, it's selectively used.
But he's still depressed because he's still a glutton at heart.
He's still depressed because he's still depressed. Because
he took the coward's way.
Because he's full of fucking anxiety and depression and all types
everyone
of other shit.
Everyone has anxiety and depression.
Yeah, everybody has anxiety and depression. Yeah, well, the reason why he's an addict who never cured his addiction.
Not everyone has hundreds of thousands of people calling him an manipulative piece of shit all the time. And you have to respond to that because you can't walk away from the internet because you live on the internet because you spent most of your life too fat to go outside. So you created a bond with the online communities that actually made you a
successful
YouTuber.
You're calling him what I'm calling
YouTuber.
Him, a leech. A fucking leech.
We're all leeches in some way or another.
Of course. We all take more from the system than we put back into it. But I'm telling you that he is the worst kind of node. He's a parasite. He's there to use your time, your energy, and all of the... You can sit there and you can just pour into this hole. It's like those weird parasites that take on the pheromone smell of the baby ants, and the ants just keep feeding it, and it becomes this big grotesque blob that swallows up the baby and eventually kills the ants because the pheromone is being released of the hunger thing. That's exactly what Boogie is. He's a big old fucking fungus.
Wow.
A gross parasite. Constantly. And you keep feeding him because you have an instinct, a good instinct, but he's using you. He always has used you. He uses people with good instincts.
No.
And people like you throw way too much emotional weight too quickly to the slightest prompting.
Nope.
And people like you, all you need to hear is somebody going, I'm going to commit suicide for you to go, should I do something? Probably not. They never do it.
That's not true.
It's true.
Give a counterexample.
That's true.
Boogie puts more into this world than he takes out, but he takes out from the world, and that's why most entertainers don't rely on their fan base to soothe their emotions, and he does. And that's why he's getting knocked down, because he's using his fan base as somewhat of a crutch to make it through the day.
You do that too, right?
I do all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm having a bad day, I get online and I'm like, put my fucking face out like this. And I know because I look so handsome that my fans will be like, oh, Bill Fridge, you've lost so much weight. You're so attractive. I want to give you big suckins. And I'm like, yeah, daddy. Yeah. It happens every time.
But what are you going to do when the well dries up? It's very fickle, public opinion. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what they're putting
into
you.
When the well dries up, I'll just go fucking find another well, dude.
No, you won't.
Of course I will.
You've put all your stuff in this. Oh, you've put all your self-worth in the hands of other people.
So?
It's a terrible thing.
There's always going to be other people.
It's a terrible
thing. There's always, and plus, my self-worth, I'm an entertainer, so it is always going to be in the hands of other people. It's by design. If there's no audience, then who the fuck am I talking to?
If I do a tweet and it doesn't do well, I forget about it and don't care.
Yeah, I just make another one and it does well eventually. That's what happens when you have talent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I know the train's going to come soon.
What a cop-out
response. You know, Billy, when you make a tweet and it doesn't do well, you make another tweet
and
it does well. No. Because I know I'm going to do just fine later on. My life wasn't just one lucky break, you know? It's a consistent of unlucky breaks that have kept me from being, basically, I should have been Chris Farley. I should have been John Candy. I should have been John Belushi. I should have been all those boys.
Why?
Because they were big, fat, funny guys. They got huge.
They all died really young.
Well, maybe that should have happened too, but I'm too old for that. So now I have to be fucking Bruce Valanche.
Do you really think you're at their level, though?
What?
You're at a John Candy, Chris Farley,
John
Belushi.
I could have been. I should have been.
He's giving the I could have been.
I could have been. Should have been. But I didn't get that break that put me over the top.
Yeah.
So it's just that you didn't get the break.
I mean,
you're just as good as those guys you just named. It was just
not
that
just
you were
as good.
Back.
Not just as good. Better. But I didn't have the opportunities they had. I didn't have the opportunities.
I love how you can like justify this in your own mind. It has nothing to do with you. You're just as good as some of the biggest names in comedy.
Mm-hmm. 12, 13, 14-year-old Bill Fridge had access to cocaine, methamphetamines, crack,
dad had to move out.
All the drugs, and he didn't do them. He didn't do the drugs and have himself die young. Better than them.
Is anything that you do that doesn't turn out right ever your responsibility, or is there always?
It's always what I do or
Ben's
don't
giving
do,
you the NPD test.
Literally everything. Literally everything I do is my responsibility. 100%. I'm responsible for everything around me.
Okay.
I'm responsible for every single thing, good or bad, and there's a lot of good.
It's the most nefarious form of narcissism.
Right,
the
right.
The Messiah
right.
complex.
Right, right.
So
right.
he thinks if somebody's unhappy around him or is failing around him, it's his fault, and he'll take it on.
I mean,
it's still
fault.
A form of narcissism.
It's not my
it's
fault.
It's a form of self-centeredness.
It's not my fault.
It's like when a child thinks a parent's divorce is her fault or his fault.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
my
still
fault.
A form
it's
of narcissism.
My opportunity.
Do a bong hit, Billy. It'll make
it's
you
my
feel.
Opportunity. It's not my fault. It's my opportunity.
You didn't.
If I see somebody who around me is not happy,
when
it's
Boogie
my opportunity
finally does
to
kill himself,
that.
It's not because you did it. All right. It's because I did. All right. Just want you to know.
Man, I just saw the defeated look on his face.
Yeah. It hurt him.
Yeah. Look. He won't make he's avoiding eye contact right
You're
now.
You're wearing aviators.
Billy's
I can't.
My
I can't. All I see is the glare of your screen, which for some reason, and the glare of your glasses, is a big dick. Like you're looking at a dick porn on one of those screens. I think. Oh no! It's just the reflection of you on the screen.
I
want to
be like Donald Trump.
Never mind. There's the big dick.
I think this guy is a fucking man. I think he's the perfect example for a man to fucking base himself on. Whether you love him or you hate him, I think he demonstrates that you know you get what you fucking work for.
You
and
get what you
he's a
work
teetotaler.
For.
He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs or anything like that. He just works. That's all he's ever done. You know, love him or hate him, whatever you want to say about him. I don't care. It's fine. You know, leave it in the comments below.
He
it's
just
all good.
Works. It's
I fucking
all he's
love
ever
the
done.
Emperor, in case it hasn't been clear, like all my videos. But not only for his policies, but I love him for the way he is. And I have more faith in him.
It's his love letter. Joe, I have a really important question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that door right there can close?
That one in the back?
Yeah, that door with the blue thing hanging on it.
There's no fucking way that door can close.
Thank you. Thank you. I've had people try to draw diagrams to figure out whether or not the door closes. The fact that he has something hanging on it on the outside, you know, what would be the outside of the door if it was closed, indicates to me that it never closes.
Do you remember the original Scream?
Yes.
Okay. She has a closet door... kitty corner to her walk-in door, and then she can like close the two together, so it like creates kind of like a bridge. You can't open the door very well, like it triangulates.
Yeah,
it looks like that's what's happening with the couch. Like it's just wedged in there, like it's a set.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
in Scream.
I think he has to climb over the couch to get in the room. It almost, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Is the door on the wall behind him or on the wall to our left in the corner of the room?
That looks like an open door space, right? To the left of the poster on the far end and to the right of the black shawl that's hanging up on the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a set. You blow on the thing, it'll fall over.
As a person, than I do in him as a politician, but I have a lot of faith in him as a person. Because he's done whatever.
All right, guys, take a look at the floor to the left of the couch. The couch casts a shadow, which ends up curling up onto the wall. That's how close the couch is to the wall. You can see how the shadow that the couch casts, it goes up on, goes across the floor and up onto the wall a little bit. I mean, the space between the couch and the wall next to it seems very, very small, very thin.
Yeah.
Maybe only a few feet, if that. Maybe 2 feet? I don't...
He wanted his whole fucking life, and as a result of that, he's gotten pretty much whatever the fuck he wanted. He goes against whoever he wants, and he's not in anybody's pocket, and he is just fucking lawless and unapologetic.
He's not in anybody's pocket.
And he has fun along the way. I opened a Twitter account just to follow.
One of the part of the fun about watching these kind of videos is examining the backdrop. Like, we do it with this guy, we do it with Jared.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. So if you don't have Twitter, I suggest you do the same, because fucking tweets are awesome. The guy fucking sleeps 5 hours a night, and I don't think
obviously
he's trying to fake any of this. I think
he just hangs, you know, everything on that fucking door.
That the cannoli event person in the chat was just like, is like constantly blowing you, Billy. Except when you were talking about Boogie, they like switched sides and was on Joe's side the whole time.
So do you think it's Boogie?
No, I think it's someone who, you know,
I wonder if it's
is very loose with their allegiances. Huh. You know what I'm saying?
It's not Boogie.
I think it's Boogie.
No.
Yeah, he's 7 years old. I think that's just the way he is. I think he's just, you know, bent on always progressing and always doing better. And as a result of that, the world is literally his oyster. And he's fucking president of the United States, and he saved the fucking Western
that
world.
That guy can't close that door. Now, he can make it out of the room, but he's not.
Another point worth mentioning is that he's always with women that are like.
Is there space between the couch and the back wall?
No.
Like any reasonable space. I'm not talking like, you know, like a quarter of an inch or something like that.
Not much.
No.
He's got like a controller or something ledged up against the wall on the couch there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's 20 years younger than him.
And a half.
You know? And, you know, that's the way to be. And
he's just sorry. Yeah, Trump's woman always at least 20 years younger than him. That's the way to be.
He's a perfect example of how men don't hit the wall. Ever. You hit the wall when you just fucking stop. And you can't fucking stop the Trump train. So, can't all aboard or get run the fuck over.
Dude, I've never seen this man.
Let me know your thoughts in the fucking comments.
As much as this man talks about women, you know, and how fucking shady women are, I've never seen him ever once talk this lovingly towards a woman,
right?
Even though he's always trying to say what a fucking womanizer, I don't know if that's the word he would use.
He claims to be a MGTOW, but he's really just an incel.
Yeah, he's acting like he's like this God's gift to women.
MGTOWs are incels in denial.
He's talking to Trump like a white knight talks to Pokimane or a sniper wolf. He's over here literally slurping the cock of U.S. President 45, Donald Trump.
Have you ever seen what Sniper Wolf's boyfriend looks like, Mr.
Yeah,
Sausage?
He's a little chud.
He's not little. He's like super tall, but he's like overweight. And
remember Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Her husband was like a chud looking, I don't know, like Ron Jeremy stand-in, you know?
Right.
And there's something about really hot women having some hedgehog gopher looking guy with them. It's historically accurate. I bet you Queen Elizabeth II fucked a troll outside of the castle. Enjoyed every moment of it. Because Queen Elizabeth was a hottie in her early days. She was a super.
You said the second.
Yeah, the second.
Queen Elizabeth I was the hottie.
Second, was it?
Kate Blanchett played the first.
Huh. I thought the second one was the hottie.
Mm.
I thought she was the hottie.
You're thinking there. Catherine the Great.
Huh.
Gorgeous.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, this guy literally is slurping Trump's knob so hard right now. It's almost cute to watch because he's usually so sour about women. Dude, women who do drink alcohol are the worst people in the world. But now he's like, I just love Donald Trump. He's my sweet boy. That's how you know you're a sour, rotten fucking can of garbage. if you think Trump is a sweet boy and you talk about him like any other normal person would talk about their first crush, okay. You got it, dude. You want to blow the president.
You got it, dude.
You do you.
You do you, baby boy.
Yeah, he's just weird. His room's interesting, though. It's an impossible room.
Feel free to read the Streamlabs and everything, and I guess I'll have to reach out to Streamlabs and see why people's names aren't showing up, because I checked the settings. Oh, and also, everybody, if you're a patron and you want your name to show either during the ending credits or the beginning, depending on your pledge, now's the best time to get that in, because I will have that ready by the next episode. So now's the time. And also, check out our Quizondo page. I'm going to be hosting a quiz where you can win real money this coming Monday. I'll be doing an MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe quiz, where the winner will win a cash pot determined by how many people take place in the quiz. And it's like, yeah.
Alan Reyes donated through Super Chat and said, Star Wars Episode 4 is the best because its story stands on its own.
That's precious.
And there's a reason why it stands on its own. It was the first movie, and they didn't know it was going to be as big a phenomenon as it was, so they had to close the story out in one episode. And once it became the big phenomenon, they're like, we're never going to do less than a trilogy ever again.
Do you agree with this?
A Star Wars story, it's going to be a small story that expands the universe already created.
I think... Lucas had everything mapped out like he claims he did, all 9 episodes originally? No. I think his sources are obvious and they're clear. He's even admitted to some of them. He utilized...
He said that he didn't envision this path for the Luke character.
No, he didn't. Disney threw out all of his notes.
Oh, okay. He said he had a 9-episode saga.
Okay.
And Disney threw him away.
Was A New Hope, did he have that in mind, that it was the 4th chapter in his big saga? I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. But yeah, his sources are well known. We got Joseph Campbell, right, and his ideas on the hero's journey, borrowed from Jung. We got...
Kurosawa,
yeah. Mostly the stuff, Hidden Fortress.
R2-D2 and C-3PO are the exact basic characters of the bumbling fools. That
even down to the visions.
Yeah.
You got the serial Flash Gordons that were also a big influence on Spielberg at the time.
So like Han Solo?
Yeah, a lot of the dog fights. Actually, the dog fights he based off of a Howard Hughes B-movie that he did with...
The Devils or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget.
Sky Devils of Bancroft. I don't know what the fucking name was.
No.
Yeah,
but something like that. I think Devils was in the title.
Yeah,
but or Hell was in the title, I think. Never mind. Anyway, yeah. So those were his big influences, and then he put it all together in this interesting enough world. It had two big inventions for me. Star Wars, student of cinema. One, it took the ground out from everyone from underneath us. In a way that not even Kubrick did in 68 when he did 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
And then secondly, it was all about the cosmology. It had an invisible world, invisible rules to the world. So the main star became the Force.
Yeah.
Everything like that. Those are things that really kind of created a new genre for people, because it became about the Force just as much as it was about the characters. And the digestible cosmology being the point, that was a pretty new... So those two things created a new church of cinema. And the toys, of course.
Yo, put glasses on. But you're ruining a bit. That's not intellectual, Joe, if you don't have the glasses on.
Is that in the chat or something?
Say something stupid.
I don't have my glasses.
Yeah, you're breaking character. Put the glasses on to be smart.
Yeah.
We also have some more donos.
Yeah,
so.
Go ahead.
And the movie that we were thinking of, the Howard Hughes movie, was Hell's Angels.
Hmm.
So
never heard of it.
Hey, let's see. There's two ones I didn't read yet. Archimist said, I saw Boogie a year ago, and he walked miles, is what I said. When you saw him then, he hadn't gained the weight back, too. The angles are the same. Sure, the picture's blurry, but he's literally in the same position as the other picks. 3, old Bill Midge, short, not tall. So Archimist is obviously trolling here. Doesn't believe any of that because I'm super tall. Red Scare says, RIP goal. I know, Red Scare. We're over $125 away from the goal. It's scary.
Pretty far.
It's scary. Rory Henrati says, Ireland calls for Gael. Please play some Gael.
Wow, really? Interesting.
Yeah. digital bitch slaps. There's already a movie with the same premise called Orphan. It came out years ago. Yeah, that was mentioned the last time we covered the young orphan dwarf. Digital bitch slap also said Joe is the best.
Wow.
Joe was the best. And I think Fix Soul said talk good, Billy. When I said talk good, that was so
mean. Talk good.
So mean to pick on me. The Nell said, sorry, guys. All I can give, swing up to build a piece, saving up to build a PC next month. Everybody donate so I can get an extra show from Alpha Ben and Emperor of Sweet Boys Billy.
Don't apologize for giving money. Like, I'm not going to complain that you didn't give enough. You gave us something, right?
I am going to complain, though.
I won't.
Ann Ominous says, Billy is almost as salty as Clinton campaign headquarters 3 years ago today. It's not true at all. Not true at all. I'm the least salty member of this room.
You know what? We should take an up or down poll on Joe.
Up or down.
Yeah,
up or
yeah. Down. Just a poll. Let's see. Let's see what the people watching now think of Joe. So, yes, you like Joe. No, you don't. I'm not going to do it through the chat. I'm just going to do... I'll do a quick straw poll.
This is how much of a great guest Joe is that we can suggest a poll on whether you like him or not. We can never do this with, like, fucking Review Tech USA. We'd be like, hey, Rich.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care.
Do we like you or not? And they'd be like, Jesus Christ, you came on your fucking show, did your show, and you're over here pitting the audience against me? The fuck is wrong with you guys? We're like, yeah, fuck you too, Rich. We wouldn't do that. Not the Rich. Right.
If Joe, yeah, like, I doubt Joe would lose any sleep over this whatsoever.
He's
yeah.
actually, he's internalizing this like crazy right now. He's sweating bullets.
Yeah.
He's doing a couple of anxiety farts. I've noticed a couple anxiety farts squeak out.
Just remember, I have a family. Before you kill me.
Just
can
remember.
You make one of the options to get rid of Billy and keep you? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, Jesus, you can do that.
That's dark.
You're not going to fucking win that poll, but you can
all
do
right,
that.
So I'm about to post a link to the poll.
How the anxiety farts have turned.
And we'll see how this goes. I'll put up a timer for like 5 minutes, and that'll give everyone a chance to vote. The poll is now up. It should be up now in the description below. So I'm just curious. I want to see.
What was the quote, Joe, from one of the very first episodes you were on?
What?
Didn't you say something about calling yourself third peasant?
Well, my first thing I ever said on a episode was peasant number three.
I think it's funny. So the link is up. I think you guys should be able to vote.
Risk.
I don't know why we're not.
$20 for the Joe Superdelegate Fund. Democracy is overrated.
Yeah. Putting us almost $100 away from the goal. Thank you very much, Red Scare. So this is the poll right now. Did you like Joe on the show? Are you going to vote, Ben?
Joe? No, I'm not going to vote. Okay. I mean, I like him on well enough because I asked if he would come on today, right?
Yeah. Shout out to the two people who are indifferent.
I'm like, indifferent. There are some people that get mad. They're like, why didn't you put none of the above or whatever? So I'm like, now I put that every time. Fuck
yeah.
It.
Right. Those two people would have been the ones like, what the fuck was there no indifferent? And now there's indifferent. They're like,
so you people that are always whining about Joe, now's your time. Now's your chance to be heard.
Well, come on. They're always whining about Joe, but they're still watching. They'll watch whenever somebody hates on anyways. We have some pretty fucking miserable people on the show sometimes. Joe, the true third peasant. Yes, excellent, excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll check that in a few.
Thank you, Fixel.
What else we got here? We've got...
I'm pretty miserable. It's okay. We're all pretty miserable. Some of us are actually just pretty.
Hello, everybody. Emo Hollowolf here. All right.
This guy says he's emo. And look, he's got flypaper hanging from his.
This is going to be my second rant of the evening. There's a couple other things I want to address here on YouTube. This is mainly going out to my haters and trolls and to people and responding to a few comments that I have recently got on my YouTube channel. Okay? Now, as some of you may or may not know, on Labor Day weekend, a family member of
wow, that was a long pause.
My immediate family got trespassed from a supermarket. I got very angry over it.
What?
It sounds like he got charged with trespassing at a supermarket, I think is what he just said.
Okay. Okay.
Because I didn't like the accusation of what they accused him of doing and why they removed him from ever going to that store again. So I grabbed my loudspeaker and I went up and I did a protest, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I saw that video. He did do a video of him protesting outside of the supermarket.
Now, which was in my First Amendment rights to do.
It is. It is. That's fine.
But everybody in that video was saying, well, if you're that fucking broke, why don't you get a job? That comment kept coming up multiple times. Why don't you get a fucking job?
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to get that no matter what. Whether it's deserved or not, people are going to say that shit. If you say anything asking for money on the internet, you're going to get that.
By the way, we are just under $100 to our goal. So please make sure that Ben and I don't have to get a job.
Why don't you get a fucking job? Why don't you get a fucking job? I'm going to address that answer for you right now, why I can't get a job. Number one, I have cancer.
Well, obviously, no one's happy about that.
The cancer that I have, I lost a lot of my intestines. That's right. I lost a lot of my intestines. So
are you on Social Security or disability?
I have to wear, and I'm going to say this anyway.
I mean, if you can sit at a computer all day and fuck around online, you could probably get a job, like, working in a call center or something like that. Right. I knew people that had very serious illnesses that worked there. You don't have to go and work at UPS or something.
I know the Trail Hills are going to have a fucking field day with it. I have to wear diapers 24/7 because of the cancer surgery, right?
Sure.
So who wants to hire somebody in a regular job?
They can't not hire you. Have you ever heard the Americans with Disabilities Act? It's a federal crime not to hire someone who has a disability. Obviously, there are some exceptions. Like, they're not going to hire a blind person to be a bus driver or something like that. But if it's not a danger to anybody, they can't not hire you because of your disability.
If I was Ricky Berwick, I would go around forcing myself into like the role of a CEO of like a Fortune 500 company because they can't not hire him.
You almost look like a British judge right now. Have you ever seen that?
Poppycock!
Like, yeah.
They wear the wigs.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a fucking big black gown and a gavel.
I wish I could dance like Marie Antoinette right now.
Let them eat cake.
That at any moment can have an accident.
I saw the mausoleum that Marie Antoinette is in in Austria. Mm. I think it's in I think they did ship her body to Austria. I don't think I'm pretty sure.
Joe, do you want to wear this diaper?
There's like a huge Habsburg.
You want to wear this diaper? Yeah, it's a diaper. It's not actually a wig. It's an adult diaper.
Yeah. There's a huge Habsburg mausoleum in Austria. It's pretty crazy.
Magistrate Judge Billy over the mausoleum.
What is hanging from that guy's ceiling?
A fly strip.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's covered in gross flies.
Yeah, it's flypaper.
And make an unpleasant workplace. What employers do you know of that will hire somebody who has that condition? Okay,
definitely don't want him working at my Chipotle.
It's like a triple XL.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tight that motherfucker down.
It wouldn't fit Billy's total ass. Like he had a top ass showing.
Yeah, it's some.
Is it comfortable? You feel comfortable?
It smells like shit.
It's not. It's clean too. Literally was just on my head.
We didn't reach the goal.
I should probably wash my hair.
Tell you this, I know this has happened, so this is why I can't get a job.
Okay, well, I love it how you're complaining about how you have cancer while you have a fucking cigarette in your hand smoking it.
Proud patron also. Hashtag Joe Every Show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and thanks for being a patron, because we really need that.
Yeah, thank you, Livingston Ben. Appreciate you.
Yeah, but does anyone else not think it's weird that he's sitting there smoking a cigarette while he's complaining about cancer? Is he trying to get double cancer?
Why not? Look at this guy's life. He fucking sucks.
He had to quit his last job as a garden gnome.
Like, yeah, tell me he didn't have cancer, and I'm still like, oh, this poor son of a bitch.
He's emo. Wow, hey. Joe with 91 votes so far.
Holy shit.
And 91% of the votes.
For those of you that feel like...
Do I know everybody? I must come 80, around. And
84 of them?
Compliment them.
Are they all accounted for?
For those six of you that didn't like Joe here, just know that you'll grow
will
to
Ben
love
eat oatmeal
him.
If the goal is met?
Yeah, will you eat oatmeal if we meet the goal,
Oh, my God.
Ben?
So I admitted in Discord today that I've never eaten just oatmeal. Like, I've had oatmeal cookies and stuff with oatmeal in it, but I've never actually just eaten a bowl of oatmeal.
You should.
I don't have any oatmeal because I don't eat it.
Right. Well, we can get some for next episode.
Yeah,
Mr. Alcock, thank you for the
donut.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll try it.
Eat a whole bowl?
I'm not the kind of person that will never try foods. Like, I've eaten all kinds of weird shit.
Oh, so you've never tried it?
He's never tried oatmeal.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Oh,
it's just
my
something,
gosh.
It's just something, like, I'm not opposed to eating it. It's just, it's not my kind of food either, like, the texture. I've had grits before, actually, though.
Oh, okay.
So.
Same family.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, do a porridge.
I like
Ben, do a porridge. If Billy
do
does
a
weed,
porridge.
So I suggest the type of oatmeal you should get is Quaker dinosaur eggs. It's cute.
Dinosaur
yeah, it's
eggs?
Cute as fuck.
That's weird.
They do oatmeal, and it's got little like candy dinosaur eggs in it, and it cooks up with the fucking oatmeals.
You know, honestly, I don't think grits are bad. A lot of people complain about grits. Man, I had these cheddar grits the other day that were so good. It was unbelievable.
Do you like cream of wheat?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I had grits at that Waffle House in Columbus, Ohio for the first and only time.
There's a place in downtown Bellevue that makes grits that's really good, and I've had it a couple times. Hmm. It's really, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, bougie kind of restaurants in downtown Bellevue. So, a lot of the stuff down there is really high quality.
Do you like cream of men? Somebody else's question.
Cream of some young guy? the cream of some young guy.
Cream of sickle?
Waiter, there's a hair in my fursuit.
Because of having the cancer and being dependent on depends. Okay.
Wow, he made a good joke there.
Being dependent on
depends. That's why I can't go out and get a job. But every time I post a video on YouTube, everybody says, "Why don't you go out and get a fucking job?"
I mean, do you drive a car? You could be an Uber driver. If you have a car, you could drive around for a couple hours a day, and it would give you a couple extra $100 a week or so, right? I mean. And that way, if you shit your diaper, only like you can change it really quick before you accept your next fare.
Or you could just go
whatever.
You could deliver food and then just roll up on someone's house with their hot fresh food and a pant load of shit.
Yeah, it's Indian food. It smells spicy.
You pull up with a pant load of shit and you look at the guy when you hand him his pizza. You're like, yeah, sorry, I just got done delivering some Mulgatani stew.
Why don't you go out and do something with your life and get a fucking job? Now you know the real reason, okay? I'm not going to show it on YouTube.
Let your dick stop! He's going to show his dick! He's going to show his dick,
Is
dude.
He going to pull out, like, his poopy diaper?
No, it's the colostomy.
I don't think he's going to do that. Okay. He wanted to show us his diaper, so I think that's what he's doing. I don't want to see his diaper. I'm afraid.
I'm thinking about buying a limousine and starting to be a limo driver, like just special order limo driver for people. Like, I think that'd be a sick side gig.
Anything for a fan.
Anything for a fan. Yeah, my fans come to Seattle. I pick them up in the limousine and take them to go.
I
fuck
still
my...
want you to do like the Uber or not the Uber, the Airbnb experiences.
Yeah. I should set one up for Capitol Hill.
Tour. Now that you can. You know, you can do a full Capitol Hill walk, you know?
Yeah. Be like, this is where I fell just about in 2013, and that's where my career peaked, and now I fucking suck at life.
Dude, I would pay to see that tour.
So who wants to get a Dick's Burger now, because I'm going to beat myself back to 600 pounds in hopes of re-achieving my greatness I had on the one-hit song Just a Bill.
Yeah, does that qualify you as one-hit wonder?
Honestly, I'm a no-hit wonder. That's 2 million views ain't shit.
Didn't it chart on iTunes?
Yeah. Like one day I
dude,
was...
Dude, well, that's
I was,
something.
I, was, yeah, that's I, was, I wasn't in the top 10 or anything. I just was like in between, I think, like Jay-Z and somebody else.
That's a hit. You're like, a, what, I was like, you're what a one-hit wonder.
I can't remember. It was a Kendrick Lamar, so I don't remember who the fuck I was around. I was like, well, that's sweet. That's very nice. But that was one day of my life. One day of my life, I was like top of the world. Thanks, Reddit.
Thanks, Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an old friend of the show.
Mexican War.
A Mexican drug cartel attacked and murdered an American family.
It was an American family living in Mexico because they were Mormons living in a polygamous commune.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's... Whenever there's a huge group of Mormons living in northern Mexico, it's because they moved down there. That's how Mitt Romney's dad was born. Mitt Romney's dad was born in Mexico. Mitt Romney's grandfather was a polygamist because they could practice polygamy there without getting in trouble for it.
Children and three adults shot and burned to death in their car.
Yeah, by a Mexican drug cartel. Yeah, I mean, living just south of the U.S. border is a bad idea.
Dangerous.
Yes.
They were not members of a rival gang. They were no threat to the drug cartel.
I have to wonder if they crossed somebody or if it was mistaken identity. Have you seen the pictures of the car?
Uh-uh.
The car is totally burned to a crisp, bullet holes through it everywhere. And yeah. it was like a couple women and their children were killed.
Fuck.
It was like a caravan. Someone just said, do you know Don Bluth is related to Mitt Romney? Yes. And the reason, they're like second cousins. And the reason why is because they're either second or third cousins. It's because of the polygamy. You're related. You know how many descendants Brigham Young has? Because he had like 50 wives. So he has like Steve Young, the football player who strangely enough played for Brigham Young University, is like a multiple times great grandson of Brigham Young.
Who's Don Bluth? Does he have money in the banana stand?
Don Bluth was a Disney animator was so good, but like had some kind of payment dispute.
Rats of Nim?
Secret of Nim.
Secret of Nim. Yeah.
He was so good that he just like quit
and made
movies that some people still to this day thought were Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like Land Before
American Tale.
Land Before Time. Anastasia has all the elements of a Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even down to the princess.
We're back, the dinosaur story.
Yeah.
And then
did he do Five-O Goes West?
Yes.
He had one that was a really ambitious one. What was it? And then he never finished it.
Rockadoodle?
It wasn't Rockadoodle. One that he never finished completely.
He did Titan AE too, I think.
Really?
That may have been some of his later work, yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, it's cool how we're just, it's like, fuck you, Wild Bill. Talking about Don Bluth.
Yeah, the Cobbler, the Prince and the Cobbler.
Ah.
Yes, that's the one.
He's old as hell. He's 82, pretty old.
Looks like he was working on a Velveteen Rabbit project as well.
Let's see. Yeah, unproduced projects. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Looks like there was a few of them. I'm sure that happens.
It ended up getting reworked by a studio and he disowned it, but it was something, The Thief and the Cobbler, I think.
The Thief and the Cobbler, 1993 film.
See, he did animation as far back as Sleeping Beauty for Disney. Sword in the Stone.
Longtime animator.
Robin Hood. Yeah, I mean, these are all huge animated Disney movies.
Xanadu?
Yeah, Xanadu. Isn't that,
Xanadu was Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, yeah.
Gene Kelly.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. I remember seeing that in theaters.
Yep, I remember that too.
My auntie Land used Before to take Time, me to all the cool movies.
Thumbelina,
and stuff.
Troll in Central Park. See, this is when he was like the all of these the from Secret of Nim on. He was the director and head animator, writer, producer for most of them.
The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
The Sword in the Stone was a great one.
Sword in the Stone and the Robin Hoods. The Disney like anthropomorphic Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorite animated Disney movies. But I noticed even as a kid that they had three different voice actors play the King Arthur character. Some of them were boys and some of them were girls.
Right.
And I'm like, why does his voice keep changing? Like, he doesn't age at all. Anyway.
The first time my mom ever heard me laugh was at The Sword in the Stone. I was four. She had never heard me laugh. They thought there was something wrong. There was a scene they knew.
Thought you were autistic or something?
The little tea pot gets this spoonful of sugar poured into it over and over
and
over.
Doing it over and
it's
over
the first
over.
Time I ever laughed.
That is funny. Yeah. Man, I love that movie.
And they said, Joey, why have you never laughed before? And he said, Up until this moment, I found your humor rather unacceptable.
This bloodthirsty nonsense has been going on for decades, and finally, we have a president with the courage to say, enough is enough. President Trump is declaring that the time has come for the United States to wipe out the Mexican drug cartels, and I absolutely agree. As a 20-year lawman, I have stood over the bodies of dead Americans poisoned by Mexican narcotics, tens of thousands of Americans killed every year by the cartels. The Mexican drug cartels are a greater threat to the USA than Al-Qaeda ever was. So why do we spend billions to go fight Al-Qaeda, but allow the Mexican gangs to wage chemical warfare on the USA? Well, the answer to that's pretty easy. The cartels have a lot of money to pad the pockets of certain American politicians. Again,
you know that there are multiple people with the named Al-Qaeda.
Really?
Oh man, there you know there has to be multiple people. Allen, that's a common name. Keda, it sounds like it could be a last name.
It sounds like it could be
Kedia.
This sounds like something I would say.
I'm learning.
It is Ben's AI. Ben's AI is. What are you doing? What are you doing, Ben?
I can't put it over the headphones.
What are you doing?
It's Ben Denna.
It's my thing.
No, that I remember when Ben invented that look.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
What do you don't have it on right. It's upside down. It's upside down. What are you doing?
I'm transforming.
It's all common sense. These corrupt bureaucrats fight to keep the Mexican border unsecured so the cartels can have easy access to ship their poison to American cities.
I mean, he's not exactly.
He's wrong.
He's not exactly wrong here.
I can explain why he's wrong.
Why?
Easily. So part of the reason why the drugs come into the United States has to do with the drug war itself. The border is secure, but there's other ways to get illegal substances across the border. We have tunnels. They also take it out into the ocean and come back around once they're across the border and they get it away. They also use drones. They can put it through the fencing that's already there. They can use a catapult. There are people working on both sides that bring these substances over.
No.
The part of the reason why the drug war is the reason why life in Mexico is so bad, and it's funded by American money. So basically the drug war in of itself is what empowers the Mexican drug cartels, and that's why there's so many people. Like, if the quality of life in Mexico was better, there wouldn't be people trying to sneak across the border. And the main reason for that is the Mexican drug cartels, and the Mexican drug cartels are funded by American money, and that's perpetuated by the war on drugs, which makes the black market what it is.
Now, we've had fans of the show that were in the military make claims like they were running drugs through the military for cartels. We've heard these stories where the military goes down to these Colombian Mexican areas and pulls the
Colombian Mexican areas.
Yeah, the Colombia cartels, the Mexican cartels.
They're not even on the same continent.
But it's the same. They're
both brown, speak Spanish, right?
It's the same thing that we're smuggling in the drugs from the Colombians and the Mexicans.
I'm talking about. I mean, there's drugs that come from everywhere. There's drugs that come from Asia too.
But specifically,
Mexico, not as
it's
much.
It's the Mexican cartels and the Colombian cartels, because the Colombian cartels run the fucking cocaina out of Colombia.
I'm talking about Mexico because that's who we share the border with.
Yeah, and I'm saying that our government is allowing this shit to happen because they profit off of it and they get political clout with these cartels that help them stomp out the ones they don't want. And they've gotten to bed with poor business partners.
I think that's an unverified conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I mean, it is by definition. It is not verified. I mean, I can speak pragmatically about how legalizing drugs, not only here, but also in Mexico, would solve all of these problems.
It would, but these aren't problems. These are side effects to somebody else's political gain and their monetary gain.
Sure, I don't totally disagree, but that doesn't make the jump all the way from they're being funded by the drug money. It could be, I mean, there's so many other possibilities.
I don't know. I've heard stories from active service or service members.
I mean,
who said
that's
they
the
were,
difference between you and me. You go
they
by
were running drugs.
That's the difference between you and me. You go by hearsay. That's the difference.
I'm baiting a fan of our show.
Okay, yeah, that's
said
fine.
Said he was personally running drugs.
That's
for
fine.
For the government.
And he may be telling the truth, but all I'm doing is going by his hearsay, and I don't base my opinions on that. Or at least I try not to.
I do all the time.
I know you do. You assume a lot of things, and I would say maybe about 50% of the time you're wrong.
The greatest conspiracy of all is that we are a simulation, and they want to conspire to make us think we're real.
Okay, cool.
And it's sad, Ben.
Fun.
Because one day they can turn off their Xbox, and then the
game's
over.
I don't care. Do it. I dare them to.
I don't
to.
Want them to, Ben. I want to live forever.
You won't.
I will. I'm their favorite player in the video game. I'm like E. Honda. They pick
well,
me every
I
time.
I guess the beauty of what you're saying right now is that you'll never have to admit you're wrong when you die.
I mean,
so whatever.
Right and wrong.
It's
is,
a pretty safe bet.
Right and wrong is so fucking stupid to argue over anyways.
When it comes to whether or not you'll die, no, it's not stupid. It's irrefutable.
It's stupid to argue over it.
I mean, okay, any argument's stupid then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's not what you're saying. Listen,
it's all the way. It's
it just,
all the,
it'll never end. If I don't end it, it will never
merrily,
end.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream, dude. Why fucking...
Billy is one of those people that could never not get the last word.
I could not get the last there. Word. I could. I'm just not ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get the last words, because I always got something more to add to the conversation.
Sure.
What is this shit? What is this shit?
All right. So this is a very special edition of Cutting the Fat. It features old stock footage from back in the day of not only Young Bill Fridge, but Joe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so let's get right into it.
Oh, shit.
So you already look like you're ready to abuse a woman, Joe.
Yeah.
You have that look in your eyes. Yeah. I know. Just, you know, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I can tell just by looking at someone what they're about to do.
Yeah.
The heavy killer is actually...
What? Ow.
Yeah, because the way you're just a fucking punk. I don't like you at all. Just stop up.
Did you just push me? You fucking
yeah,
skank.
That's wrong. That's
hey,
wrong.
Can we hear the?
So you called her a skank, and she slapped you with her. She like backhanded you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're about to, you, dude. The rage on your face, and Billy's like, "Yeah, this is great. You look happy about this." I like how he strangles her in your lap too.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I paid him extra for that.
I was this like, is the weirdest lap dance I've ever gotten in my life.
Dart, if you can get her on my lap and choke her out in my lap, I'll give you $20.
You strangled a woman in a teal sweatsuit.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing?
Thirst. Now, Thirst didn't stop after this. He goes way up. That's the guy on the right. He ended up falling in love with her. So that woman.
Oh,
is,
he's white knighting here, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
That woman's a prostitute.
That doesn't mean she should be
that
strangled.
That
though.
Doesn't mean anything. That's
that
just
means
she
shouldn't be
living.
Strangled for free.
No, no, no. I didn't say. I'm not justifying. I'm just explaining the backstory. So she was a prostitute addicted to meth. She was one of my favorite people in the house.
After this?
Even before this and after. This was perfect, what she did.
So.
Because we were getting in arguments during the show. Because she kept going to hit her meth pipe in the bathroom, and she kept breaking the rules of the show, which everybody
gotta
else
maintain
was
her girlish figure.
Yeah, she was. Well, no, she said she had period issues. She was having ladies' issues, and she had to go to the bathroom. But everybody else, including the women that were there,
so what
were
you...
obeying the rules. They were staying in the confines of the space. It was supposed to be you were disqualified if you leave. And everybody was suffering except this girl who was making her own rules as she went. Now, I normally don't have problems with that. I do that kind of thing all the time. But she was particularly sticking it to the rest of the contestants. So I didn't like that. And we were arguing for real backstage. Mm-hmm. And she got mad and she actually like came at me the way she did in here. I said, you save it for the cameras. If you're going to do that shit, you do it on camera. And then that kind of just set it up, the whole thing. We had real animosity, but we didn't know how it was going to go.
So
until...
it was kind of staged, is what you're saying.
In a way, she used that anger for real in that moment.
Do you think it would have been a better look for you if you had slapped her back rather than strangled her, or do you think strangling was the better option? If you had to choose.
I think I more held her, but I held her by the throat. Down.
Nice explanation, OJ.
Yeah, it was like, have me try on the gloves. I'm just saying, with her, when I got her down, she flew down so easily. She weighed like 110 pounds or something.
Meth.
Like that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit, well, this is a little too deep. Like, I didn't know how to backtrack. I was about to let her up before they pulled me off. So it was like, you know, I believe the sexes are equal. So I did nothing to her that I wouldn't do to a man if he did the same thing. The only problem was she seemed to go down a lot easier than men do.
That's kind of why a lot of people have a problem with men.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know.
But that's not fair, because Hollywood lets you know that women are just as strong as men. That's why Rey in the Star Wars movie could hang out with
Captain
Kylo Ren.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah. If Hollywood's going to go around perpetuating that women are stronger or as strong as men, it's not our fault when we just go and choke them out and beat them up and then break them in one flail hit because we're fucking massive men.
Is she stomping you?
Yeah, she missed. She missed my ball. Now me and Thirst are on the floor. I got him in a headlock.
She's tweaking up, man. She's a definite tweaker.
Yeah.
Everybody stop! Stop!
The joke is fine. You call it a strangle, fairy. I was trying to kill her. I was trying to murder her. I don't care.
Look at that chunky fucking fat dude. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And that other girl there, with the hat, she
was great.
She tried to tell me that she could lactate on command.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I was like, show me. And she pulled her little booby out, and she squeezed what looked like pus out of her nipple. I was like, that's not lactation. She's like, no, it is. I was like, nope.
It tasted
doesn't
like
count.
Pus. But here's the thing. She was great. We went to a hotel later after the show got shut down. It was like a day later. The show got shut down because somebody pulled a fire alarm, and the fire marshal came by and realized that this place was not suitable for anybody to stay for 30 days in a row, which was the original contest. So then we went to a Ramada Inn. She went with us, and there was a hotel security guard that came up because of a violation of noise ordinance, because I think somebody realized where we were that was watching the show, sent him up. And she said, he's pretty cute, when we left, because she was walking around in her thong and shirt. Uh-huh. And we said, will you have sex with him live on TV? And she said, yeah, sure. So a little while later, we called him back up, and we were like, you like our girl? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you want to, you know, we rent her out. If you want some, we give you a freebie. And then she's just on the bed. They end up having sex. It was live on TV at the time. And then the people found out we were at the Ramada, so some of the fans called, and then sent that video, like a little clip of him to his bosses, and he got fired later that day for having sex. So it was a next level troll.
Here's another one. This is one of my favorite ones, actually.
That's a ruin.
Yeah, what? So
you cut off the whole beginning.
Well, no. Well, this is the clip I downloaded. So I guess he said he was bored, so you strangled him?
Yeah.
You bored? Are you bored? Are you bored?
What made you want to strangle him just for saying he was bored?
It's the whole context. So not only was he bored, but he was shouting obscenities at me, like, for the whole morning. And I was coming down off a really obscene meth high. Now.
You're bored, huh? You're bored.
No.
So when
you want to let me finish, or do you just want to play the video?
Oh, go ahead.
That's all right. Anyway. So, this guy, I almost banged his wife on the trip, and I failed to because this guy named Cody. What? You remember, Billy? You were there.
Blame it on Cody?
Yeah, this guy named Cody. he put a stop to that, and that's terrible.
Now, for those of you rethinking your vote, you should be. Because some people are terrible, and they're not to be trusted. Some people make Onision's look like angels. Now, the only reason why I didn't have sex with his wife, Miss Rissa, was because Cody put an end to it. Now, Billy was all on board for it. He was about to walk out of the room. He was moving stuff into the RV. He was kind of the last addition, kind of the Ringo of the group. Now, Ruin and me always kind of got along. He had fallen off the wagon during this trip. He was a former alcoholic. He had been sober for 3 years. He started drinking. The day before, I was in Texas, and I did what they call speed for the first time in my life. And we did it for roughly...
That's what the kids call it.
Yeah. For roughly 20 hours straight. So I was coming down off that. I was talking to my fiance in Israel, and I was having a breakdown, a collapse of reason. You know how Billy is talking about the simulation? Well, I believe there was actually one because my psyche was completely fractured. I was connecting dots that didn't actually exist. And Ruin was giving me shit because he said I was taking too many naps and stuff like that. So I was just very ill. I was eating the wrong food.
Well, yeah, when you come down from a speed high, you're going to be taking naps the next day.
Yeah, so then he was just shouting out. He was like, why don't you wake him the fuck up? And I was thinking, this guy shouldn't even be on the trip, you know? So, and then he's like, I'm bored. And he's just screaming, I'm bored. You fuckers are boring. So I go over to him, thinking it'd be great content. Turns out I was right. And I just choke him. And I go, you bored? You bored now? And that's
it. And then he breaks a beer bottle on your head.
Over my head, yeah.
Break it up! Break it up!
Damn.
I did not say she was a nasty bitch, Beauty, for smoking the meth.
Come on!
I was just saying why she went at me.
She was a nasty bitch without meth.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a prostitute that did meth.
Don't fucking grab my shit again. Grab my fucking throat again. I'll kill you, bitch. Get the fuck off.
Get off my...
Come on! Get off my
hand.
Grab my fucking shit again. Get off. Don't fucking grab my throat again. I already told you that shit. Don't fucking grab my throat again.
And he stabbed you in the hand, right?
Yeah.
That RV had fucking blood all over it and shit.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
Take it outside.
No. Nope. I told you don't grab my throat again. And I meant
don't grab my arm like that.
Just in case that's out of context. That nasty bitch was smoking meth. I never said that nasty bitch. She was smoking meth. She was addicted to meth. It was a reason why the aggression was propelled the way it was. Same thing with me. I know that because I did meth later, and turns out she had a very good reason to do what she did. you want to go after people when you're on meth or coming down from meth. I'd never called her... She happened to be a prostitute. That's not a knock against her.
Don't you goddamn fucking cock
me. You had, him in a fucking chokehold.
You don't get me in a chokehold again. I get
you had a fucking weapon, man.
You came and you attacked him for no reason. You don't do that shit to me. I already told you don't grab my fucking throat, and I meant it.
You don't cold
Don't
cock
grab
me.
My fucking throat again.
Don't cold cock me.
You fucking, you don't do
don't
that shit again.
Don't cold cock me.
Yeah? You almost died. You almost died.
I'll fucking kill you.
Fuck with me again. That's self-defense.
Joe, you're
that's self-defense. Fuck you.
You grab your hand in that towel down there, dude.
Figure something else to do with your fucking time, you dumbass.
Fuck.
Look at all the blood in the carpet.
Yeah. I told you don't do that shit to me again, bitch.
Drop it,
Cody.
You're bleeding
everywhere.
Mine
now. It's mine now, sucker. Come and do it again. And I'll put this shit through your fucking neck.
I know you will.
Fuck yeah, I will. You don't come and fucking
That's
choke
what
me.
You need, you
don't
fucking
you do that shit.
Because you know I fucking...
Yeah, I mean, like, if you tried to strangle me and I had a weapon, I probably would have stabbed you with it, too.
Yeah. Of course, and that's not a problem. The problem is that Billy held my hand when he had the fucking bottle.
Yeah.
Like, I needed both hands.
I was trying to peel
moment.
You off
yeah, what
of
if
him.
You, what if he would have stabbed Joe in the throat with the bottle?
I would have felt horrible, yeah. I was just trying to break them up.
Yeah, but the problem was...
It could have been worse.
That's when it happened, because I didn't have both hands to defend myself.
Right,
unfortunately,
right.
Unfortunately, and he was doing the right thing from his perspective to broke it off, but he was ready... Ruin's a pussy, and he could only get it off. He didn't have the strength to get it off if I had both hands on him. So it was only when I had one hand free that he did what he did. Well, he was a pussy then. I'm sure he's a big, strong man now.
You need to take cheap shots. That's why.
Cheap shots. Mm-hmm. My ass. I fucking kicked your ass twice on this trip.
Yeah,
you little cunt.
That's true. Well, today, that's true. There's no God, footage of that.
I can't believe people watched this shit like such a low resolution, such a shitty frame rate where like there's long pauses, probably because your internet sucked ass. We're using 3G or 4G.
We're using 4G, but 4G. It was
Dude,
Verizon.
5G for live streaming is going to make shit so much easier.
Yeah.
The price of this internet that we were using in 2013, we like saw the bill and like it was over $20,000 for a month of
and LP had to pay for
it's
that.
The worst Requiem.
Yeah.
That shit's the worst.
That was a necessary expense for this.
I hope you learned your fucking lesson.
Why is he wearing his ski goggles? Yeah.
He's still holding the bottle, too.
Hospital,
I told him to drop the bottle.
He would be dumb to drop the bottle.
Yeah.
Keep your wrap.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Watch this. This is the best part. I show the wound.
I told you, don't fucking put me in a chokehold again.
You had to get stitches, right? Because it was deep enough.
I told you that.
I'm going to punch your fucking head so fucking hard. I swear to God, you'll have it dead.
Yeah.
I look like Tig Notaro.
Dude, we were watching this really bad commercial for Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
And Balky Papadopoulos, whatever his name is, looked just like you.
Did he?
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I noted that with Ben, I'm the Balky and Ben's the Larry Appleton, but with you, you're the Balky and I'm the Larry Appleton, and I'm trans stranger. It's unfair.
Yeah, you're the trans stranger.
It's unfair.
Far from perfect.
Where the hell? Ah.
I wouldn't want to do this. Like for this long,
wasn't that
coast to coast road trip?
I want to do it now that I'm not morbidly obese.
Billy, let me in. I got to piss while you're shitting.
Like I was 600 pounds here.
I'd rather do like a backpack across Europe type thing.
I don't remember this. What is this?
This is when I was in the bathroom
trying to take
a shit and you had a pee pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, Rachel, I just answered no more than 1 minute ago. You stupid bitch. I told you I've...
See, you talk to the chat like I do. I like that.
A sex tape, all right? It's everywhere. Joe, what is the haircut called? It's called No, I Haven't Washed. Now leave me alone.
Okay, so there's just that. There's a few...
Rambo celebration!
Short ones.
Oh, yeah, this is... Okay, so this guy here... We were in the RV, and he was downtown. His phone was about to die, and we were having fun driving around bullshitting, talking to people out the door. And we said, the girl we were with, I think she said something about she was Charlie Sheen's daughter or something. And she was like, come and party with us. Come in the car and party. And she's like this tiny, cute little girl with big old tits.
Annie Milonakis' cousin.
Annie Milonakis' cousin, yeah. And she's like, come get in the RV with us and party with us. And this guy gets in. His phone dies while he's in there with us. We take him back to the hotel.
We were in Columbus. We were in Columbus.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Center Street. We were down where all the kids hang out in the university district.
We go into a complete mind fuck.
High Street. High Street.
Yeah, but then we took him back to North Columbus. And then we went into a total mind fuck on this guy. And I think Joe just gets him to slap him in the face.
No, punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We told him it's a cult and there's an initiation process. And in order to join me and my sister.
By the way, you just reminded me to check out the score today. Ohio State has been like steamrolling 9-0. Dude. This is like the best they've been. I even had a bet with Finn the other night. This was like weeks ago. I was kind of drunk. And I told Finn, I was like, how about we have a bet? If Michigan beats Ohio State this year, then I will cheer for Michigan. For every Ohio State Michigan from now until the end of time. But you have to do the opposite. And he wouldn't take it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the third time this year they've scored over 60. That's nuts.
Yeah, and almost every game is over 50.
Yeah.
There's a few where they were in the 30s that were a little closer. Their test is Penn State.
Here, just a right hook. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right.
Okay.
We're gonna. By the way, guys, we're not gonna do a post show tonight. We'll make it up to you later. We're gonna go have dinner after this.
We're going to do a dinner, but that's if we reach the goal. If not, then we're probably just going to have to not eat tonight.
Yeah, but there's no way. I mean, it's like, what, $26 roughly?
I'm saying that's how much I'm going to spend on my dinner. And
you really want me to punch you? Can I punch you? Punch right here? No, you can't punch me. I don't want to be punched.
There it is. Man, and they did it like exactly. Goal. Who was this?
I've always enjoyed seeing this Don Juan looking motherfucker on the show, but watching all of this. Man, Joe's my badass homie.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen this stuff before?
Right back
Goose juice.
Goose juice, thank you. I appreciate it. Where's is that the pinky swear that
we pinky swore.
The no retaliation pinky
swear. No retaliation that he could punch me without retaliation.
Okay.
Two, three.
That wasn't even that hard.
I could have done that much.
What? It's a bad idea.
I mean, you don't want your jaw broken.
I told him
broken.
To do it again. I told
him.
Oh
my god.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Didn't I punch you, like, in the head or something?
I don't remember.
For, like, a goal?
I think you slapped me in the head.
Really okay, hard. Yeah, it was that.
It was nice, Danny.
You're okay, Danny.
You have a good hook.
Danny?
There's no way I could, in my right mind, punch someone as hard as I can that I'm not, like, pissed off at.
This guy's,
you know what I mean?
This guy's socking Joe in the face.
Don't cry.
And we're just there fucking with him, getting his head. He straight up ran out of the room.
I give him a big hug.
Oh, that's cute.
He did
I mean, frankly, I'm terrified of being stabbed at some point.
Be good here, Danny.
Dude, I
like how you're stroking his hair.
I'm an asshole, but I love you. So does everyone else, okay?
I mean, can you see how, from my point of view, this is kind of a cult situation?
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was being brought into a cult?
Yeah, we told him.
Okay.
Yeah, we told him that we were a family cult traveling in the RV.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
Joe and the girl were brother, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the... Joe kicks out 6 homeless people from his hotel room.
No, get the fuck out. Go ahead and get the fuck out! Okay, one at a time. It's very crazy, man. Get the fuck out. It's cool. Get the fuck out. One at a time. Very good.
Let me put my shoes on. Close the door. I know you can't.
Pants for like 2 months straight.
Look at this crazy man here. Man, we need a screenshot of this. Like, if you can, you know, update this, add some text to it. This is gold here.
Those are the days.
Yeah, what the hell? The good old days. When was this, 2013?
This is back when this is 2013. Yeah, this was this was February 16th, 2013.
Get in the room! That was crazy. What? That's the truth. Right in the At this point, you don't know what you're dealing with. Go ahead and go.
I wanted to play the one where Billy blows his knee out and his ass just like falls
God,
out.
Oh, that got deleted. That's great.
It's still out there, but they're like age restricted, and I didn't want to get this video. That's another reason why people send me fights all the time and I don't use them, because having any type of fight, unless it's like superficial and or like really grainy, if someone gets like a bloody face or something, that shit's age restricted.
Everybody else, go ahead. You can sit. I like it. Go ahead. Man, I'm gonna fucking melt.
We should do those in post shows. Private post shows. We should do fights in those. Because who cares if it gets age restricted in the private show?
Yeah, I do those.
Yeah,
I do those.
That's good calm talk.
Oh my god, so much chaos. What else?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this one. This one's
epic. That's not Joe. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get. Alright, so like. So this is like your mom's boyfriend or something?
Yeah.
And, and he's wasted or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he came over to... I had a little studio on the premises.
Uh-huh.
And he came over to my place to talk to me, and he was an alcoholic. So he didn't know he was on camera at the time.
Oh, God.
I had battle cam going in the background, so I just decided to set up this little thing.
Listen, there's a problem if you're spilling shit on the floor.
See?
I'm prepared. Put it down.
So, like, you guys are about to fight, but you want him to put the beer down, right?
Yeah.
He just want beer all over his apartment. His blood.
How down, could he? Giant.
This the like quality of this is so bad. Was it better like live? Has it degraded over time? Do you think, or something, or
I
was
don't
it
know.
Like this?
And it did degrade. Yeah, because this is what happens with this thing right here. It got stretched out because the way the website was designed, it didn't. It wasn't YouTube.
It wasn't widescreen.
It wasn't set up for YouTube. It was set up for its own site. So when it went into YouTube, it stretched out and put black bar on it. It's dumb.
It looks like it was probably filmed in standard definition and not widescreen.
The site was like ran by Ukrainian exiles that coded up weird shit and worked out of a basement. I think the billionaire was so cheap.
Oh yeah, yeah, there it is. Battle cam, domestic violence.
Joe, is he still battle? No. They unfortunately broke up. We had it.
See, all the like interesting stuff happened off camera too.
Yeah. So I overtake him right around here.
Yeah, I see how fucking easy it is. Whoa!
You see
how easy it is? Yep.
Yeah, he's down.
I see it.
Yeah, but we can't see.
Yeah. He's trying to talk.
People are saying Joe always goes for the throat.
Watch, listen to this.
I can't hear you, man.
Because I have his face down on the ground. So he's
like,
he's trying to talk. That's terrible.
I don't
want
to talk to you.
That's it.
That was my mirror. Reno says so.
Because. That's all he needs. So,
but then he's like, oh, I won.
Yeah.
He's like, I won.
I didn't kill you. Uh-huh. It's because I was your mother. Okay. That was nice of you.
He's like, I was just taking it easy on you.
I won. It's accept defeat.
Okay.
You're right. I didn't fulfill my end of the bargain. I didn't kill you. Sorry.
Next time you do
that. I didn't kill you. Sorry.
That was a terrible kid.
Next time I do that, I'll use fists, sir.
This is more Danny Tanner than Balky. This is Bob Saget right here.
Is that what that is?
This is Bob Saget, Joe, yeah.
So do we have any more Streamlabs or anything like that?
Well, that one that got us to our goal was read out by Goose Juice. Thank you for that. Killer99 said you got Balky on the show. And Dragon on the West said Titan A.E., Land Before Time, and Anastasia were amazing. It might be nostalgia and the weed making the memories so warm. And Mr. Alcock was the one that asked if Ben would eat oatmeal if the goal is met. Now that the goal is met, will Ben eat the
oatmeal? Sure, I'll eat oatmeal, whatever. That's I could think of worse things to eat.
Ruari Henrati said, so will you ever get Hugo and Jake Dankula or Baring back on? Lots of love from North Ireland. You should look at our politicians sometime. They are a joke.
I've talked to Dankula. He's busy, but he's open to it. Nice. I haven't talked to Hugo and Jake necessarily. Sent Hugo a message when Hugo came out, you know, with the whole trans thing, because that's cool. I mean, with me, whatever. I was surprised, but that's pretty cool. And that's it, yeah. But maybe we'll have him on again someday. Who knows?
Who knows? Who goes there? Motherfucker, Miss Papa Bear. Everybody just stop and stare.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that's all them.
All right. I think we are going to end the show. Thanks to all the fans that help us reach. I think this is the only time we've ever actually pinpoint hit the goal.
Hit the goal exactly?
Yeah, exactly to the penny.
Wow.
Like that.
After all these goals, all these weeks, all these months, all this year.
There's always usually at least like a little bit of change at the end of it.
Oh, use a little all right. Change.
We're going to go now. You guys are great. Thanks for helping us meet the goal. And yeah, We'll see you on Tuesday.
And before we go, I just want to say thanks for loving me. I know I'm doing a great job. I appreciate y'all being proud of me.
And coming up soon, there might be a big announcement coming up.
All right. Are you saying Drunken Peasants is going to go into beta testing?
It's going to be an amazing shit show.
Amazing. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to be an amazing shit show.
Beta!
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
See you later.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.